Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 21. Today, we are doing most useless skills, slash worst skills, whatever you want to define it as. It's kind of the same thing in this sense. Instead of KB, tonight we have Feidelberg joining us in, freshly clean shaven. Thanks for taking the time to be our sub. You look great.
Thanks for having me. Coley's face. God damn you, dude. I regret this already.
That was so quick. You'll be regretting it more later. But yeah, so we're doing most useless slash worst skills. We've got a good, group of picks today, or a good pool to work with. I'm very curious to see how you guys react to some of these. So I think we could just honestly get straight into it on the eastern half of our bracket here, starting with the 5 seed versus the 12 seed. The 5 seed here is hula hooping. Hula hooping, being like the world's best hula hooper, no one knows who you are. Like being good at, like, and being, I think knowing how to hula hoop is so not like useless now. And it's something that might have been cool when you're in like middle elementary school, or whatever. But like now, it wasn't even cool then, Nick. You don't think?
No, it's never been cool.
So. Oh,
you think so? I think rolling it and spinning it so it comes back to you, that's very cool.
That's very cool.
Yes.
I thought that was the greatest magic trick I've ever seen in my life. The first time I saw a gym teacher do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you guys have like contests at block party who could do it the longest?
Yeah, I was thinking of that. That maybe that's a Long Island thing. That I feel like we used to have that a lot, and I couldn't make it stand up for 5 seconds. But there were some people that go for like 3 or 4 minutes, and they ran that night. They got any puss they wanted.
Yeah, it's an oddly sexual thing too.
Wildly sexual.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just like because you imagine them crushing pussy.
Yeah, when
they're, like a good hula hoop. Like if I saw,
why are you guys all thinking of guys hula hooping?
Yeah,
Tommy's very into that. Yeah,
what could like a girl? What can a girl do with their hips? A guy with hip power?
A lot.
I don't think I've ever even seen a guy hula hoop.
Oh, buddy.
That seems almost impossible.
Dude, what was the documentary that came out this year that people liked a lot, The Alpinist, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one with the guy.
Yeah.
There's that scene with him and that fucking hippie dude just crushing hula hoops. It's arguably the coolest scene in movies this year. Go look it up if you haven't seen it yet. It's towards the beginning of The Alpinist. It's awesome.
That got robbed from the Oscars by The Flash for most applause.
Yeah, the hula hooping scene.
That's a good pick, though, I think, anyway. But we're already getting disagreements about the number 5 seed. It's going up against the number 12 seed, and this will – I'm going to get out of the way once I say it. It's ventriloquism. Ventriloquism, extremely useless if you are not named Terry Fader or the other guy. I forget his name.
Jeff Dunham.
If you're not one of those two, it is an absolutely useless skill and a very top-heavy sort of skill to have.
Jeff Dunham made himself a millionaire by just being racist. He was like, it wasn't me that was saying it. It's like this, it was this terrorist.
Yes.
I also think you might be miscounting how rich Jeff Dunham is. There's a
insane
chance to fucking be on that. That might not be a millionaire.
Terry Fader, who is nowhere near, I feel like, as mainstream famous as Jeff Dunham. Terry Fader just does Vegas residencies on this shit. Mm-hmm. He's worth $60 million. And just for playing with dolls, which is
Terry
insane.
Fader did quite literally win a skills competition by ventriloquism.
No, Steve, you play with dolls for nothing, no?
Wait, there's a ventriloquist worth $60 million?
At least
he is the less rich one.
At least
Jeff Dunham's over 100.
Oh, wait, I was wrong. Terry Fader's net worth $160 million. I messed up.
Jesus.
Are these people famous?
No, they give hundreds of millions of dollars to non-famous people.
I'm sure
non-famous
there's
ventriloquists. It's a grant. I'm sure there's.
I've never heard of either of these people, but Jeff, that's.
Jeff,
I don't know that Steve Huntley. Were you in a coma for like at least 15 years? Like some of the things you haven't
Jeff
heard of.
Dunham?
Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you have to know who Jeff Dunham is. I mean, Terry Fader, yeah, but. I mean, Jeff Dunham's like on like TV all the time.
Jeff Dunham.
Dude, we interviewed Jeff Dunham during the pandemic, like over Zoom from his like puppet workshop. It was a goddamn nightmare. It was like half like put together puppets all around him. It was fucking horrifying.
WVU is one of two schools that have accredited puppetry programs, and the puppetry kids were the strangest human beings of all time.
No.
Of all time.
That doesn't track.
Trying to imagine what the Jeff Dunham puppet factory looks like. What's the ones he works? He's got like a George Zimmerman doll getting like dolled up, like, you know, ready to go. Like what's the most racist doll you can possibly
Ahmed
have?
The Dead Terrorist.
Yes. Ahmed the Dead Terrorist.
Yeah, he's had some fucked up ones.
Yeah, so let's get into the voting then. We'll start out with you, Nick. Ventriloquism 12 seed versus the 5 Hula Hoop. What do you got?
I'm going to go with Hula Hooping because, like, we were talking about the highest earners of ventriloquists. Who's the richest hula hooper? How much do you think the number one male hula hooper made last year?
They didn't like get 70 rich bucks? From hula hooping either.
Like, no, like... That guy probably has like 5 to 6 jobs.
Yeah.
I'm going hula hooping because even like as a male, like if I had that skill, I still wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Owen?
Yeah, Nick sold me. I think it's tough to not know how to hula hoop, but you don't have to be skilled in it per se. So I'll go with that.
Jay?
I mean, these are two things that ventriloquists, I didn't know like Jim Henson?
Jeff Dunham.
Jim Henson.
No.
Jim the puppet. Okay.
Yeah, that's a puppet. He's not throwing his voice.
But that's a ventriloquist, right?
No, he's not throwing his voice.
That's a puppeteer.
Yeah.
Oh. Ventriloquist, what? You just don't move your mouth?
Yeah.
You know what ventriloquist means?
How do you not know what a ventriloquist is?
Welcome to the show.
It's like
the difference between a ventriloquist and a puppeteer is just the ventriloquist does not move their mouth, right?
But by definition, that's what a ventriloquist is.
Yeah.
But they're both using puppets.
Yes, you're right about that much.
All ventriloquists are puppeteers, but not all puppeteers are ventriloquists.
It's a square rectangle situation.
But I'm saying Jim Henson is probably the most famous, or I guess he wouldn't be considered a ventriloquist.
No. Puppeteer.
Okay, whatever. So... All right. If you have that, if you are a ventriloquist, at least there is a job for you with upwards of hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Apparently, hula hooper. What are you doing? You're maybe crushing puss at Tommy's block party. Like, get out of here.
not a bad place.
That sounds sick.
That does sound pretty awesome.
Yeah, actually,
yeah, I'd much rather.
Like, you're talking about. Like, we joke about selling our soul a lot at this company. Mm-hmm. Truly never even had a soul to sell if you're doing ventriloquism.
What if you found out your girl used to date a ventriloquist? I'd have to end things.
I'd be out.
You can never live up.
What are the groupies of like Jeff Dunham shows?
What kind of hand play do you think Jeff Dunham can do?
Good. He's controlling her. But like talking dirty without like while he's just like stone faced in her face. Like look.
The girl like, making her pussy talk. Can he like can he throw his like caningulus like he's like
he could eat her pussy from across the room.
We actually do you remember this? I think you were on this, Nick. I'm not sure if this is on old retro LCB. I found out that there is a ventriloquist convention every year in Kentucky, I think Lexington. And it is one of the creepiest looking things you'll ever see. Like if you could Goochman, see if you can Google some links of it. I think it's Ventriloquism Con or something really simple like that. But it's just like a group of ventriloquists that come together and show off the new puppets they made each year. And like the group photo that they did is one of the most disturbing things I think I've ever seen.
Listen, I'm not here to tell the FBI how to do their job. But if you're trying to crack down on child predators, just round up that convention every year.
It'd be very easy. Owen, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say a girl queefs and Jeff Dunham was like, sorry, that was me.
It's an invaluable skill. Tommy, what do you got?
Yeah, it's easy. Hula hoopers. Like I said, Terry Theater literally did win a talent competition based off ventriloquism. So it could be good enough to impress people. A hula hooper is getting buzzed on America's Got Talent. A hula hooper is, you know, going for 2 minutes and then he's getting those X's. So
yeah,
that's mainly how I'm going to be judging this is, what would Simon and the boys be saying on America's Got Talent? And I think that hula hoopers would be getting those X's.
Fair enough. I mean, they're going to move on, but fights, what would you have picked?
Tommy has his way. He's going to judge everything. I'm judging mine. What impresses children the most? And ventriloquist is going to take it here.
Want to impress children or you don't want to?
No, would like to impress children. Children are the best judges of talent on the planet.
I think hula hoop wins that.
And that's just a fact. If you can wow a kid, it's hard easier to wow a kid than
I don't want to tell the FBI how to do their job either. Maybe someone get over to John's apartment.
That's all I'm doing here is just trying to impress children. Yeah. But also I think we're ignoring the day-to-day uses of ventriloquism. If you can throw your voice in regular situations, you can get yourself out of regular situations. Like they do in TV shows all the time, like, oh, what was that in the other room? And you have to go to the other room. Boom. Someone thought I actually said something over there. They don't know I'm lying.
So you think like we should train like secret agents in ventriloquism, you know, distract them. You can sneak around them using any sort of techniques you need.
I hadn't even thought about the secret agencies, but yeah, probably got to bring
that in. But like, I'd imagine like a really good hula hooper that translates well to the dance floor.
Fair point.
Well, yeah. It translates well to moving to Hawaii and becoming a professional hula dancer, which, yeah, you're not going to make hundreds of millions of dollars, but you're also not on a stage doing ventriloquism, which is way better. Like, I'd rather be homeless in Hawaii than $100 million and have Walter the old man puppet on my hand.
I think I would pay $5 a day to not see a ventriloquist.
Like a monthly fee. Like, yeah.
All right, well, they're going to move on, the old hula hoopers. Next up, we have the number 4 versus the number 13. The number 4 seed is fencing. Fencing, very useless skill, I would say, in your day-to-day. It's like it's almost like I try to equate it to like if you're doing like if you know martial arts or something like that or some other physicals type hobby, like you can use that if you get mugged, whatever. Like you can't use fencing if you're in any situation at all. Like, you can't go home and get your sword while you're getting mugged in an alley or whatever or in a bar fight. Like, it's not going to happen. And, like, even then, it's a tiny little, like, it's actually called a rapier, I think, the thing that they use.
Tough, yes. Man.
Yeah, really rough name. Rapier.
Oh.
It's a tiny, sort of a tiny little point. Yeah, yeah, cheese already out on fencers. So that's my kind of barometer for fencing. They're going up against the number 13. A couple of you had this. Sculpting. Sculpting. It's not a useful skill to have in this day and age at all. You're in the Renaissance, you're in good shape, but knowing how to sculpt in the year 2022, not very impressive or particularly cool. Coley, we'll start with you. Fencing versus sculpting.
I would love to have either of these skills. Like so far, we're 3 out of these 4. I would love to be able to do. I do not want to learn ventriloquism. Fencing, like you talk, first of all, it's not just stabbing people with a dull blade. There's also dodging, which is super fucking valuable. And B,
what was the last time you had to dodge?
But yeah.
But you could use a sword or a knife. Like, you don't have to use the dull one. Like, I feel like those skills probably translate to a sharper blade should the occasion arise. And sculpting. Man, oh, man, you talk about an enjoyable afternoon. Are we talking clay? Are we talking, like, have you ever seen
ice? I'm thinking, like, chisel.
Things invaluable?
Ice sculpting.
I'm thinking, like, chiseling.
Just being an artist?
Chisel just took this to a new level. I thought we were talking clay.
Yeah, no, I was thinking, like, pure, like you have a chisel and a hammer, and you're, like, sculpting out David out of marble.
That'd be incredible.
Specific girl on TikTok with nipple piercing who makes vases.
Yeah, see, so like vases, like you're molding clay. That's not exactly what I was
dude,
thinking.
I'll tell you this. I saw fucking Cirque du Soleil when I was in Vegas for the Chiclets thing. And outside of They have many a statue for sale, many a sculpted statue. You wouldn't fucking believe the prices on these things.
Yeah, but like, that's just because the time it took to do them. That and once they don't 3D sell. Printers go faster, yeah.
But this, I mean, I guess you're right. Yeah, a 3D printer could do it, but they're not an invaluable skill. Just something like this big was going for like 90 grand. It was bananas.
All right, you're never monetizing fencing. Fencing, you're never going to make a dollar off of.
No, it's weird. Again, this is, you have to apply it, I think, most all of these to like modern day, like sculpting. Like, no one knows the most famous sculptor right now. Do any of you know who the most famous sculptor is right now?
Or Michelangelo?
No, right now, dude, he's dead. He's been dead a pretty long time. I'm telling you, like, in 2022, who's the best sculptor?
That's with Banksy. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you the best fencer either.
Yeah, exactly.
But isn't fencing an Olympic sport? Am I wrong?
It is.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're really good at that, you could be an Olympic gold medalist.
And you don't make money for that either.
I think you get like 150 grand if you win the gold.
You know, 150 grand if you get a gold in fencing?
I think so. I think anything, right? That's why would they differentiate it?
Who pays them? Like the Olympic Committee? Like
there's a lot of sponsors for the Olympics.
The government, yeah. I don't know. The
government.
But like you should be paid way more for the gold
our
medal.
Tax
and like
dollars are going to fencers.
What about a team sport? Does every hockey player get 150 grand?
No hockey player's ever gotten 150 grand.
I don't know why that number kind of sticks in my head, but one thing I wanted to ask, does anybody know how 3D printers work?
Yes.
They print shit in 3D.
Yeah, it's pretty much the name of the object.
Yeah, but like, what do you put in it?
Like liquid carbon or something?
Materials.
Yeah, no, I was.
Does anybody know how to win the game Connect Four?
Does fencing have, is that a French sport?
It feels like when you have a rapier as your main weapon, you're probably French.
Feels most French, likely. So I'm going to go with that.
All right, fair enough. Fights, what do you got?
We're going useless skill here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because fencing, I think, is useful if you like just tell people you're a good fencer, particularly in certain circles, I think they're very impressed and that can get you far. But also that's just like you could be a good liar. You don't have to actually know how to fence.
No one's going to call you on it. It's like, yeah, come back to my fencing room so we can have a bout. Like it's you never gonna get called on it.
No, because there are fucking 15 people in the world who do it. In fact, I met someone this past weekend who plays racket, which is not racquetball. It's a different thing. And there are only 9 courts in North America.
Jesus.
Why do it?
Why would you do that?
I wonder.
Do they live near one of the 9 courts?
What's up?
Do they live near one of the 9?
Yeah, I mean, we all do. They're basically in all the North American cities. Like, it's like Boston.
All 9 of them.
Boston, New York. I meant Northeast. Boston, New York, Chicago. And then the one random one was Tuxedo, New York, which I didn't know was a place. But it's where they started calling Tuxedos. So that's the kind of people who hang out there. Okay. But my answer is going to be I'm moving on sculpting. I think sculpting is a nice hobby. I've been fucking looking for a hobby for a long time now. I don't have one. I have no hobbies whatsoever. And sculpting would be a pretty sick hobby to have. You get to work with your hands. You get away from the phone. You're not fucking stressed out looking at social media all goddamn day. There's some nice relaxing aspects to a sculpting. And then you sell it for 100 grand when you're done. Not too shabby.
It's if you're good, and this requires so much patience. It's insane. Like that is the way you're describing it is not like what being good at sculpting is.
Yeah, it's probably the most stressful thing a human being could do.
Yeah, like, probably.
Trying to carve out the fingers and you fuck up and like 72 hours of work are down the fucking drain. But I'd give it a try anyway.
There's way too many fencing academies in New York City, as I'm just learning. There's like 7 of them. Although some of them might just be fencing companies where like they put up fences for you.
Go ahead.
Fights, are you voting for sculpting as a worse one or are you voting for fencing as a worse one?
Fencing is the worst one.
Okay, so that's another for that. Tommy?
Yeah, I am as well, because also fencing you need a partner for. Like you can't fence on your own. Where, you know, a hobby like sculpting, you could spend hours by yourself sculpting. Once you said chiseling, I thought of like chiseling with a hat. That would be awesome. You could use it to sell. You could impress people. Like, I feel like that. I feel like girls are into sculptors probably, right? It's like, oh, wow, you made all these sculptures yourself. I love girls. So I would go with I'd go with sculpting as better. So I'm moving on fencing.
Fencing. It's a vote for fencing. Jay.
Sculpting is mainly like, I mean, there's several different kinds. There's like, I'm assuming we're not talking about like body sculpting or like even sand castles.
Sand castles never crossed.
No, like really good sand castles.
I was only talking sand castles.
What do you mean by body sculpting?
Like plastic surgeons and things like that. Like technically that's sculpting, but like that.
No,
like, that's not included in this. Sand castle, like expert sand castles, like that's very much sculpting. No,
this is up to you, man. This is like a free swim.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're
putting plastic surgery into the sculpting mix, I love that twist. That is pretty solid.
I mean, that's what it's called, right?
Like no, it's not too. I don't hate it, Stephen J.
So, I don't know. Plus, like, if we're just talking like regular, like you know, clay, put it in the kiln or whatever, spin the thing around, like you're that's definitely. Funny. Oh, then what's sculpting?
Like a big like block of marble that you're carving out the statue of David.
Oh, fuck that. No way.
Wait.
It could be ice as well. With like a
chainsaw. It could be ice.
Ice sculpting's sick.
Those guys with the chainsaws.
Awesome. Yeah. I was actually going to vote for it when it was pottery as like being a good thing because like you can't go to a pottery class and not crush puss after. Like that would be a bleak existence if you're doing that. But that's just automatic layup. But if you're talking like sculpting with like marble and stuff like that, like you're mainly doing like tiny dicks, right? Like, aren't that what all sculptures are?
Your job is like probably 70% tiny dick. Yeah, and they're always detailed.
So detailed.
You could tell. You could tell they took the there's so much time on the arms of those sculptures always fall off. The heads always fall off. Those dicks are forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Like 80%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's mainly, there's no shaft.
You mm-hmm. got the circumcision scar down to like the micron. It's incredible work.
Yes. If that's the sculptor, that's got to be one of the worst things you could do because it's so boring and it takes forever.
I don't think it'd be boring.
Yeah, if you're like amazing.
I would love to order, like nothing sounds cooler to me than ordering a full slab of marble.
But I'd argue that looks cooler than the final sculpture. Just a big
slab of marble. But like a true artist would just sell that and be like the sculptures in your mind. Like what was the painting, John? The guy who painted like nothing and robbed that that art gallery because he was like, He named it Take the Money and Run or something.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I can't really place it, but I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. I have a freezer.
That's what Michelangelo said about David, I believe. He looked at the big slab of marble, and he just took off the parts that weren't David.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Sculptors are dicks, man. See, this is all like proving the point.
So I have a freezer that has an ice maker, and it breaks frequently. So a lot of times I'll just have a tray of ice that's stuck together. And a lot of times what I'll do is I'll take a hammer and a screwdriver and break it all up. And let me tell you guys, that shit sucks. To be doing that for hours a day for your life, and that's what you're good at, I am hard out on that.
But to be fair, they're sculpting art, and you're fixing a refrigerator.
That's very true.
There is a very fine line, and I understand how it's blurred.
I'm just saying the action of it is similar. Obviously, they're much more precise with it, but, dude, it sucks.
So which are you voting for?
The screwdriver. I think you could just smash it with the hammer.
Which is worse than Steven?
No, because like you don't want to destroy the ice drawer.
It's already broken.
But yeah, plus I want the ice. I want the ice. It's just all like stuck together.
Well, what are you voting for is the question.
I'm voting for sculptor. I do not like the sculptor.
All right, that's one for sculpting. Owen.
It's worse skill to have sculptors. There's more of them. they can make more money. They could get more girls with it. So I'll push fencing through.
Fencing's going to move on. Nick, what would you pick?
The two coolest things a man can say is after they hack a computer, they say, "I'm in." And then after you body somebody with a sword, you say, "On guard." That's the two coolest things a man can say. And so for that reason, sculpture is worse.
All right. Well, fencing's going to move on regardless. I would have voted for it as well. Just something about it, man. I don't know. Just carrying that rapier. I don't want to. You can't brag about that. Like, hey, babe, I'm actually a big sculptor. You want to check out my rapier?
Imagine you're like, there's a group of dudes coming up to you at like the parking lot of a bar. They're going to jump you and you like break off an antenna of a truck.
them bustling the chest.
Yeah. Dude, but fuck them up.
If that's if they attack you one by one, which is the only situation in which fencing would be
or
helpful.
You could start sculpting.
No, you don't need a one-on-one.
That's not even so distracted by the beauty of the art you're making.
Every fencing thing is 1v1, and you can't move off the track. It's like a rectangle you can't move off of. So you can only go forward and backwards. You can't even really like dodge. You can only dodge backwards. So it's really
also like the fucked. Sport can't exist without the mask. So once you're in public,
that's true.
Yeah,
mask yourself.
Plan's over. I could just stab you in the face.
Where does Touche fall? All right, we're going to talk about fencing more later, anyways.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, next up we have the number 8 versus the number 9. The number 8 is being good at non-competitive video games, which is one that both me and Nick had. So, like, if you're good at video games, that can't make you money. So, like, you're really good at like Zelda. You're really good at like something that's one player that will not make you money, like Call of Duty or whatever, or Fortnite or some bullshit. That's going up against the number 9 seed. Which I think might be a little bit controversial, but it was in a couple lists, which is juggling, which I think in Fights' case of like, I'm trying to do something to impress a child. Nothing will impress a child faster than juggling a couple items. It would be so quick. But Nick, we'll start with you. Being good at non-competitive video games or juggling?
Being good at a non-competitive video game is like, it's not very cool because the same person who's not as good playing that video game will eventually experience all the same shit you did. It'll just take a little bit longer. I don't really get the point. Actually, you're getting your money's worth if you're worse at video games. It just, you're getting way more hours into it. There's no point. Video games are just movies anyway. Just turn, like single player video games are movies.
Like I'm really good at the Halo 4 campaign, which is useless, but I'm terrible at Halo 4 online.
Yeah, that sucks.
Absolutely useless skill if there ever was one.
Is Minecraft competitive?
No,
there
you can make a lot of money off Minecraft.
You can like stuff,
yeah.
That's one of the few exceptions to the rule here.
I'm just saying it exists.
Well, isn't anything you could like technically make money off if you're like doing a Twitch stream or something? I don't get
video you games can stream anything now.
Yeah.
But
what was the other one?
It was video games or juggling.
Juggling's wicked.
Wicked. Sign of the devil.
Wicked.
So, so sick.
Can you guys juggle?
No.
God, no.
I'm not fucking awesome. I can't juggle for shit. Can I ask you something about the juggling? Does those fucking sticks that they use it at Renaissance fairs. Does that
devil count? Sticks.
Devil sticks.
Is that juggling too?
Is devil it, sticks is definitely juggling.
Absolutely. It's way harder. It's harder.
I would think so too. Devil sticks are fucking fire.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it's definitely hard. That's why I don't want to conflate it with juggling because juggling is way easier.
It's definitely juggling. League. And then there are the guys who do the bowling pins, the thing on fire. It's juggling.
Yeah,
people juggle like bicycles and shit. Yeah, chainsaws.
Oh, Che. Oh, no.
You just going to make a juggle?
Are you guys talking to me?
Yes.
Yeah.
We ask if you're juggling.
Oh, yeah. I brought some tools. I don't know if they're good. They're like, I'm in the playroom. I have some little
tools. All right. Yes, let's do it.
Mike was out.
Mike was asking.
Okay. Bumble juggle.
Yeah, I got to take headphones off for this.
You have two?
Is that only two things?
Two isn't juggling.
He only has two. That's tossing.
That's two. Okay, he's got three.
Okay, yeah.
That was a good demonstration. I believe him. He can juggle. But it's
all right.
Pretty good.
But how many people have you impressed with your juggling in your life?
Decent amount. Definitely in the dozens.
Age range?
Adults.
I don't know that I'm overly impressed with juggling. Like, I saw you do that, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that.
Now, sometimes you could do, like, four balls. Sometimes you could do, like, throw them up high, spin around, that type of stuff.
That's wildly impressive if you've shown that to dozens of adults.
Yeah.
That's the most impressive part.
Yeah.
Was there just, like, three like-sized objects next to, like, you, and you were just like, wait a second.
No, it's like my old job. I used to, there'd be, like, oranges or tangerines or something in the kitchen, and just bust them out.
Catching all the oranges?
I'd be pissed off. I don't want you to, even if it's in the peel, I don't want you touching my orange.
All right, well, deal with it.
You just juggle all the communal food?
Yeah, I mean, there was another guy I worked with who lived with a professional juggler, and he was very good at juggling.
Oh, he was your rival juggler?
Not really. I mean, he was like a million times better than me, but
well, he was juggling the appliances.
Where did he work?
Same place I work. I worked at like a
tech. No, the professional juggler.
Yes.
Oh, he. I think he like contract like did juggling,
and he was making as much money. As like a finance guy at a company, like that they paid equal rent at a place.
Yeah, he was splitting rent. Is all I heard out of this.
It was like his old roommate. Like it was like early 20s. So, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So classically, when you room with a professional juggler, I guess
he was on the rookie wage. Scale.
You're doing. You got to be like taking real hard looks in the mirror every morning about your career choices. When you're rooming with a professional juggler.
Every beer you open up from the fridge is like exploding in your face. You're like, God damn it.
Like, this dude works 6 hours a week on Saturdays and Sundays. I'm going fucking 9 to 5 every day, fucking getting yelled at by my boss. And then we're just living the same. Bro, I fucking killed myself. It would be really tough.
That's one of the worst, like, that's like one of those toxic living situations I could possibly imagine, living with someone like, with that career, making the same amount of money.
If there was a sitcom about like a miserable guy working and his roommate was a juggler, I'd watch every episode.
Every morning he's like getting ready to go to work, tying his tie, drinking his coffee, like, what are you up to today? He's like, absolutely nothing. My docket is free until Timmy's birthday on Saturday. I get fun. Don't worry, the rent will be on time.
He's paying rent early.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
He has money for a new unicycle.
I got the Wi-Fi bill this week. Don't worry about it. I had a bar mitzvah last week. Crushed it.
What? How? Like everyone who rides a unicycle can juggle, right? Like,
yeah,
100%. Yes, 100%.
Have to.
Yeah, it's like a prerequisite. It's you just absolutely have to.
You walk into the unicycle store and they throw three balls at you. Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
Anyway, that's one vote for video games. Owen, what are you picking? Video games or juggling?
I'd like to be good at both of these things. I'm not at either. But I'll send video games through as well. Juggling seems cool as fuck.
Jay,
this is for more use less, right?
Yes, like the which one is worse.
I mean, there's like esports teams and stuff like that, so I feel like there's a high professional upside.
We said no competitive.
Yeah, so it's non-competitive, so it's like you're really good at like single player games, like you're not in like team competitive
settings.
You can
still stream those though.
Yeah, you can, but
like those games, it's not about being good at them. It's more about having a personality.
So it doesn't really, your gameplay doesn't really affect it at that point.
Well, like, does like Madden or NHL count? Like just playing with your buddies
that's competitive.
Very competitive.
That's the only thing that is about them games. That's like the definition of it.
One of the more.
It's like you can't play it without competing with something. Like it's physically impossible.
The Madden where you're only the coach and you can't play.
Yeah, I've done that before. Yeah,
I know you have. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, no, that was a fun game.
They made that game for you.
Yes. Yeah, I bought it on the release date. I was the only person.
I think you just broke your mic trying to think about that. Basically, replug your mic, Steve. I think that's yours.
Yeah, you're juggling. Knocked it askew.
Knocked a wire or two loose. There we go. No, you're just muted.
No, it's not.
Sorry, Steve. We let you down in a dark room.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Wait, you went to the midnight release of NFL head coach?
it wasn't a midnight release because there wasn't enough demand for it. But I went like the next day. I was like, hey, you guys have an invalid coach, right? They're like, I think so.
The best.
Yeah, I mean, damn. Yeah, I guess the video games limit.
How are you not going to choose video? You just juggled for us. I yeah. thought this was going to be the quickest vote ever.
Yeah, I mean, that's the upside.
Dozens of adults.
Yeah, no, it is like kind of a cool like little party trick. Yeah, I guess video games, just because you're so, in the way we're defining it, you're so limited to just only impressing yourself in the dark, and you're just, you know. I don't really play mm-hmm. those games, but I feel like the upside is very limited. So, yeah, I would have to put yeah. video games through.
Can't, like, impress people at a party being like, hey, want to watch me play Doom for, like, 3 hours and, like, speed run it? It's like no one's going to be impressed by it. Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, if we were doing a bracket for best, most amazing things in the world, maybe juggling could have been a 9 seed because it's mesmerizing and it's incredible. But for useless skills, no. Juggling... I can't juggle. I envy anybody who can juggle. I think it impresses people. No matter how old you are, wherever you come from, juggling is a universal language of, wow, this is awesome. Video games, whatever. Watch a fucking TV show. Like, I don't think it's that impressive to be good at it, so I'm moving that on.
Fair enough. Ooh, it's going to move
able
on.
To say, being able to say, like, ooh, toss me something else. That's
yeah. Yeah. Oh, damn it. Yeah.
Yeah. Another.
Pretty cool. What would you have picked, Fights?
I probably would have passed juggling through, because I do think there's a Twitch thing. I also found the single player video games extremely useful as a child, because I grew up in a house where like it was like get outside, and I didn't get to eat fucking bad food and shit like that. And then my best friend grew up in the opposite house. He grew up with parents who didn't love him. And it would be sick to go. Yeah. I'd go to his house and like he'd be like, I want to play Zelda. And I'd be like on the couch with like 7 Twinkies, being like, dude, do whatever the fuck you want. I'm good for the next 3 hours. I don't give a shit.
How's he doing now though?
Oh, he is honest, like not a joke. I haven't talked to him in forever. I'd bet heavy money he's dead.
Paul River, baby.
He's actually just living with Steve's old coworker. He's a professional juggler.
If he's not dead, he's at least had one scare, like one OD.
He's OD.
He's been Narcanned once. Yeah, once. Yeah. Yeah.
He's I'm been found.
Got a DUI on a unicycle.
It was one of those like you'd be sitting on your friend's couch and you'd kind of be like moving something, and like all of a sudden, like one of his dad's shirts would be in there, and you're like, "Oh, this is where he sleeps." Okay, yeah. Okay.
I know that all too well. Coley, what would you pick?
Yeah, I mean, juggling, as like strange as it is, it like is an athletic skill, like incredible hand-eye coordination. Like it's not, and like, yeah, not you, Steven, but but like. I feel like you immediately think, for some reason, bowling pins, the only other thing they're used yes. outside of mm-hmm. bowling is juggling.
They went from balls to bowling pins. They're like, I guess we just got to set things on fire now.
Yeah.
They didn't think of any other objects.
That's the, like, if it were a Pokemon evolution, it's like hacky sacks, bowling pins, chainsaws on fire. Like, that was, that's the growth you go through. Like, mm-hmm. it's objectively sick as hell.
Yeah, I
thank
think
you for making that so digestible for me.
Yes, I was only talking to you.
A nonstop Twitch stream of someone juggling would actually be pretty sick. I'd probably watch that versus any. Yeah, video say,
we're like, talking Twitch streams like that. Anyone could stream anything on Twitch. I'd rather watch someone juggle for sure.
On yes. Twitch, nonstop, like they did that. I remember there was a stream of someone who was playing Minecraft on like the same life for like 5 years or something, and then he died, and like it was like the biggest Twitch moment of the year. And he'd been playing nonstop. Is there someone like nonstop juggling until they like passed out? Like, I would definitely watch that. All right. Anyway, we're moving on to the next one. We have the
if
number.
If I were ever bound to a wheelchair, you better believe the first thing I'm learning is juggling.
It's probably really hard because you like you have like armrests.
Yeah,
right?
Actually, I think you have limited, less of an arc, yeah. less range for arc.
Yeah, maybe, I take it back.
They might
I
have like
I wouldn't do anything.
All right, next up we have the number 1 seed versus the number 16. Number 1 is writing in script / cursive. A skill that I think all of us at one point did have, but probably forgot. I know I definitely forgot it. It's going up against the number 16, which is the Chayin game, changing from play-in game. We have a Chayin this time. And they're not bad picks this time. Like, they're okay, some of them are kind of bad, but like they're mostly pretty good picks.
Being Bruce Valanche.
Telling jokes while wearing big red framed glasses.
Petting a dog's belly and turning it circular.
So we'll start out by doing the Chayin game first. We're going to have four choices this time. The very first one is being able to use a handsaw well.
Why is that not good?
When are you ever going to use that? To cut down a Christmas tree? Fake trees are way better.
I used a saw the other day.
For what?
To cut slats for my bed frame.
That's kind of fucking weird. I'm sorry. That's way weirder.
I didn't get a box spring, so I had to cut my own slats.
Jesus, we need to start paying this guy better.
Nick, your example kind of that was
infinitely weird. That was about the example he could have given.
Would you rather me sleep on the floor? I went to Home Depot and I bought wood and I
and
cut
a saw.
It. I had a saw.
That's you had a saw.
Did you move New York to New York with a toolbox? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have a toolbox.
I love that.
What are you, a man or something?
Yeah, I decided to build a bed frame.
All right, so yeah, the first option is being able to use a handsaw. The second one is having sick trampoline moves past the age of 18.
Yep.
Now, these might be his worst picks yet.
As an adult, you can't use those, right?
What do you mean?
We'll see.
Past the age of 18. Like, if you're
what
under
if you're
18.
The is there a big drop off from Steven? 18 to 19?
Yeah, you're forgetting about the gorilla.
Trampoline skills?
I don't know if that's really trampoline skills. I guess.
Being the Phoenix Suns gorilla, you're exclusively working on
trampoline. Yeah.
What are 3 and 4? I'm interested to see if they fall under the same.
Being able to tie incredibly good knots.
Wild.
What are you talking about?
It's so useful.
What are you tying a knot for? Your shoes?
Are these just all things you don't know how to do? They are. These are like four things you're insecure you don't know how to do.
Wouldn't it suck if you knew how to do this? right, fellas?
Plane.
Those trampoline tricks was a waste of time.
All right, and the very last one, which is probably honestly the most useless one, I guess, is being good at marbles. The actual game marbles.
Okay, yeah. That wins.
Which
is all the awesome
ones. That's it.
So it's gonna be marbles.
Mention my idea, Steve, because I bet you're great at marbles.
I'm not. Marbles look kind of cool. I just sent a tweet. I tried to use a saw a couple years ago. Holy shit, that thing super hard.
Jesus Christ.
It is one of the most instinctual tools to use.
Yeah.
So what I didn't realize was like I was trying to like saw like an inch or so off of like wood, like a I don't know, like, I guess like a hacksaw Jim Duggan like 2x4, but I was like doing it on my legs, like sawing out here. horrible technique. You really need like a bench or something like that, or something like stable.
Yeah. Jesus. A workbench.
What do you?
Yeah.
Dude, Stephen Jay, you're like fucking Mitt Romney when he ironed a suit on him and he's like,
wow, he's wearing this suit.
This is not an intuitive product. You need like a bench or something that you could iron this on. Like, yeah, no, they exist. We have them.
Look at the link I put in the chat. That is what happened.
It looked like you took a bite out of that wood.
That was almost an hour's worth of work.
It says in this tweet that you had to switch back which hands you were tweeting with.
What's that?
It said you had to switch with which hands you were tweeting with because you were hurt.
I think it was just because I was like so numb.
Oh, Steven.
I don't think. Yeah, you definitely don't know how to saw.
Yeah, no, I don't.
That's what I'm gathering for this. Actually, to be fair to you, I made the same mistake when I was cutting through. I was helping my dad cut down a branch, and I cut through the branch and actually gave myself a massive fucking scar on my knee, like cut right through my cartilage and everything. But I was also 8 years old.
which does kind of make it a little bit more understandable.
Yeah, Steven almost lost. Like, he might be a peg leg if he had kept going.
Just go right through it.
I think if I play my cards right, I'll never touch a saw in my life. I hope you never have to use a saw. So far, 25 years, I have not encountered a saw, and I don't see that changing.
I mean, Tom, I'm laughing, but, like, I've probably never used a saw. No, well, I did construction one summer, and I was a landscaper one summer, so I did a little bit of that. But I have never touched a saw out of necessity. I've touched a saw out of – that's what my boss asked me to do. Never, like, a Saturday afternoon I decided to do some sawing.
Mm-hmm. I think Tommy's kind of on the right track. I think you're in good shape if you've never had to saw anything, probably, like, financially speaking, anyway. I'm just saying, I mean, probably.
I'm with Nick on this one. I can operate a saw. Like, there's not a lot of times I feel like a big tough boy, but working at this company, man, oh man.
Oh, I can use one. I just don't.
Yeah, no, we physically know how to use
it. I have not heard. I believe Nick can use one, and Fights at a point in his life could use one.
It's one of the most satisfying tools.
If you can use a knife to cut your steak, you can use a saw. It's the same process.
I disagree with that. Stephen Jay, I believe
Stephen Jay is steak.
The reason why it's much harder is because the saw is very like thin and narrow. So imagine you had a steak knife that was kind of loose. Steak knife?
Thick knives.
No, it's harder because
you're cutting meat and a tree.
A steak.
Yeah.
It's meat versus tree.
Yeah, but the knife stays straight no matter what. The saw, like, who knows what that thing's doing?
The operator.
Yeah.
Sawing, hopefully. Also, I will say that using a circular saw or sawzall, very satisfying, much more satisfying than a hand saw. Hand saws work. But we'll start with you, Coley. Being able to write in script or knowing how to play marbles, I guess, or being good at marbles.
I feel like the 16 seed moves on every week, and it's going to again. Like, being good at marbles translates to like, I'm not quite sure the rules of marbles. I believe there's a circle of some sort. You have to knock out other marbles, I think. Again, I don't know. One usually ends up going into a sewer because all of this was played outdoors in the late 1920s. but, like, writing in cursive and script, like, having a good signature is key to being an adult. Now, that's not the entirety of script. I understand that. Good. Like, I don't know about the rest of you fellas. No section of the SAT took longer for the McMahon than that paragraph. You had to just copy the words and write into cursive.
I don't remember having that at all. I do not remember having that at all.
The SATs?
Did you guys take the 2400 one or the 1800
one? I took the 2400.
There's a paragraph you have to write in cursive.
I do not remember that.
Are you sure it wasn't like a third grade English test?
No, it's the SAT. They make you transcribe a paragraph that's already written in the
cursive. No,
really?
Yeah, I did not know that. I did not have to do that.
It's a hassle.
I don't remember that. I don't remember anything about the SAT, so I'm not calling you a liar.
No.
I did it. I was the first year that had 2400. Okay. So maybe that was added another year, but I definitely don't remember that.
Look, I think it was part of the writing section.
I remember having to write like an essay, but
yeah, there's an essay, but I think at the end it's like, and I'm pretty sure it's like, I verify that I took this to, like, it's not like,
Oh, yeah.
It's like a paragraph basically like in your handwriting. Then with this, I'm pretty sure they do it. So, like, if they caught you cheating, they would have you do something.
Oh, but it's not like a part of the test.
No, well, it is. You have to do it to complete.
It's like you're not getting graded.
No, you're not getting graded on it. No.
No, but it's like kind of a twofer. They make you write out a lot.
It's a lot. It's a hefty paragraph.
That's insane. I don't remember that at all. That's insane.
I agree. It is insane. I agree 1,000%. But that's the last time I had to do it longer than like my signature. And they really stress in third grade, like, this is something you need to know, and you don't. They lied to you.
Every teacher thinks they're teaching you the most important thing that will, like, get you through life, and none of it ever matters.
No. What is even the fucking point of it? It's just like a slightly italicized and loopier version of English. It's fucking useless.
It was
absolutely useless.
It's definitely like classes too, like the origin, yeah. The origins of script versus just normal type. English, but
that's why I like it though. That's why I like it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I'm like,
does calligraphy count in this? Because calligraphy is sick.
It is very strong. Yeah, you could be a tattoo artist. You could do a lot with calligraphy.
You could write on like maps. Wedding invites. You could write legends on maps.
I think that's different. Personally.
Cartographers, I don't think count as like it's like
being. No. I'm talking about the cartographers. Then they give it to the calligrapher to, you know, write the legends.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, this is. I feel like that's such a specific niche, and knowing every the weird thing is
somebody's got to do it.
There's. I think generally, almost all of us know how, or at least at one point in our lives, knew how to write in script, and we've all forgotten it. Be not out of like. Like I we're shitty forgot. At it, like right? Because we've never had to use it because it's so useless.
Yeah, I haven't forgot it. You forgot it. Don't.
Yeah,
I wish I forgot it.
Lowercase Z, I can't do.
I write script like as much as I write print, probably.
That's what sucks. When people see my writing, they're like, "What are you, a schizophrenic?" Because like I'll just bounce between print, fucking what was it when you just do all caps? All caps. I'll bounce between all three, just like print, bold, all caps, and cursive. And they're like, "What the fuck is this? What's
wrong?" Yeah, that's for sure a mental problem.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Those people are correct.
I forgot like that little notebook I carry at a bar, like where I go one time, and they had gone through it, and like you can't understand the notes themselves; they don't make sense. But the writing, they're like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" I'm like, "I don't know. I just fucking jump around. I change things."
Dude, somebody told me in like fifth grade that it's easier to memorize red ink, and I've just used that for notebooks without ever double checking it. Ever since.
I hope it's true. Like, Owen's very trusting. He's like, "I've heard a thing, I believe it.
And I'll do that for the rest of my life." Yeah.
that is, dude. I one time, a guy at the gym told my dad. that fucking eating almonds just makes you hungrier. So my dad told me, and I haven't had a fucking almond.
That is impossible.
You can't shove food in there, John Feidelberg. He'll say
no. It's like, dude, there's a big like nut trend going on right now, but actually eating almonds makes you hungry. I was like, fuck that. Big almond isn't tricking me.
This animal single-handedly shut down the almond industry.
Blue diamond. Did anybody else's mom make you choose cinnamon gum as you studied for tests? Because like cinnamon helps you like study better.
No, that's
my mom didn't either.
That's like one of those ones where it's like they make the baby while you're pregnant with them like listen to Einstein or whatever because it makes your baby smarter. I believe that 100%. Let me be
that. And like babies are born knowing how to swim, so they just pop out and toss them in like the.
They
wild
do pool. That. That fucking freaks me out, dude. Oh my god!
I'm still not trusting it. If my kid is just born, they're like, "All right, time to throw him in the pool."
By the way, I love that story from Fights where it's like, here's this incredibly thing, like crazy thing I do that people are like, "Hey, you're crazy for doing that." I'm like, completely checks out.
Like the guy who constantly wakes up with new food stains in his bed.
I got new ones last night. York peppermint patties.
That's in my top five favorite foods, not candy foods.
They melt very fast.
Now you got to put them in the freezer.
Yeah, frozen.
So one for marbles. Fights, are you picking marbles as well?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Okay, Tommy?
No, I'm going to go with the one here. I'm going script is used. I'd almost argue that we're getting to a point where writing in general with your hand is becoming useless because like, everything is just typed out. Script, I wonder, do you think they even still teach script?
Yeah.
They do? Yeah.
I would admit, like, they didn't need to teach it when they were teaching it then. Why do you think they put that on the lesson?
Yeah, they've been outdated forever.
Script has really had a rough last 10 years or so, I feel. I feel like script's been getting shit on more than ever. But marbles look cool, so I'm going to advance script as being more useless.
I think it's almost the antithesis of useful because, like, with script, I can't read script. So, like, if you gave me a note in script, I wouldn't be able to read it anymore. Like, I just,
read it? They not still look like print.
Not always, dude. Like the R looks like a fucking N. Like they all look really weird.
And like, I'd be able to make out most of it.
Yeah, the lowercase b is absurd.
Fucking ridiculous. Absolutely absurd. Che, what would you pick?
Doesn't it just look like a b?
No.
Yeah.
No,
no, not lowercase. No. Lowercase is chaos.
It's L-ish.
Yeah. Oh,
right. Kind of looks like the and sign.
Yeah.
It's like ampersand. Yeah. Yeah, I don't even think I've seen like a little bag of marbles in a long time. So I feel
you
like
you have not been to a Cracker Barrel recently.
Arguably almost ever.
I haven't. I've only been at Cracker Barrel one time.
It's a staple of a Cracker Barrel general store.
Mm. They have marbles?
Yes. Marbles like boomerangs.
That's like on the tables?
No, at the general store.
I remember the Cracker Barrel. Does bocce count as marbles?
No,
for sure not.
No,
it's like a big ass ball. It's like a handheld ball.
Is it not a marble?
Can we mute him?
Marbles can be.
There needs to be some sort of penalty.
Yeah. Like it's pool marbles.
We're also not counting basketball as marbles.
Yeah, no sports balls. Sorry, we made that mistake last time.
Is the bag of baseballs an umpire holding that marbles?
I don't think that's a crazy question. Well, I guess I don't understand what marbles are. I thought marbles were just mini bocce.
Wait, do you? Okay, no. Wait. So you've never seen a marble in your life?
Well, I know, but what's the game marbles?
Like, I think you make a circle and you have to flick the marbles. Like,
it's like a,
yeah,
it's
you
a
are hitting
game.
Balls isn't are hitting like, balls.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's like
the
that.
Thumb.
Yeah.
You like flick a marble out at a group of other marbles.
It sounds like you're describing pretty close to fucking bocce.
Yes, but like the ball, it's like comparing the sun to the earth. Like they're just not even close to the same size of ball. Like they're not marbles.
Fellas, I hate to say this. I think bocce's marbles.
No. I won't do it. It won't stand. Pool
you're like, you take a small ball,
pool
you throw one of the blood balls. Like, yeah,
pool's marbles, too.
Pool actually is marbles.
Yeah, pool is marbles is for sure marbles.
Because being good at pool is the coolest thing in the world.
Yes.
Yeah, if pool is marbles, we got to fucking start working on things here.
Are WWE Royal Rumbles marbles?
You're like knocking them out of the ring.
Yeah, when the internet thought it like was like everything's a cake, like everything is marble. Yeah,
That's gonna be the next Netflix show. Is it cake? Is it a marble?
Mm-hmm. Bowling marble. Definitely marbles. Like there's bowling. So many things. They're all
gonna feel like marbles.
Yeah, everything is marbles. Wait. So anyway, Che, what are you picking?
By the way, it's very sexy when a woman is good at pool.
Yes, it is.
Oddly specific, but you're not wrong. You're out of line, but you're right.
Stephen Che just had to add in, by the way, I want to fuck the Black Widow.
Yeah.
And who doesn't?
I don't think girls who are good at pool would like me, personally.
Yes,
definitely not.
I'm 2 for 2 on agreeing here.
Marbles, has to be. I can't. I would challenge nobody here has seen a bag of marbles in the last decade. I can't imagine they're a food establishment. Marbles are
Cracker Barrel has an old tiny general store in the front.
He's not grasping the concept of the general store.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't get the general store.
At a restaurant?
Yeah.
All right. That's think a of general bro. Manager.
Like from football, you know?
Yes. Coley, take it from there.
But then it's like the pro shop.
Yeah, like the NFL pro shop.
Yeah, like they sell merch?
Oh, so you can get like a Cracker Barrel shirt.
Yes,
but instead of shirts, they sell
marbles.
Fluffy.
Yes, like you know how you could buy like a football in the pro shop.
Yeah,
at, like as you can buy marbles at the one in Cracker Barrel.
Mm. I always get Cracker Barrel confused with Crate and Barrel.
Oh no,
that's not a restaurant though.
Yeah,
it's a furniture thing, but they all sound alike. And I don't have any experience with Cracker Barrel, so yeah. Interesting.
They sound alike because it's the exact same word.
barrel, can't figure this out. Oh, and what are you picking?
Marble racing. I like script. I took calligraphy in high school. That was very neat.
Mm-hmm. I thought there was more to the story, but yeah, I agree. That is so neat.
Marble, I think we've determined it's pretty can't do nothing with it. Although it's everything.
We did just use it on the yak for marble racing. You're right. I didn't even think about that.
Marble racing isn't the spirit of marble.
Yeah.
That wasn't there
anymore. That's true. Yeah, that's spitting on the corpse of traditional marbles.
Ironically, marble racing isn't marbles. Out of all the things we've talked about.
Yeah, marble racing.
All those other
marbles.
Things aren't marble racing Goldberg. Is not. Mm-hmm. It is.
Yep.
Which is an awesome skill. I hope.
Yeah, if there was like professional Rube Goldberging,
mm-hmm. Olympic.
That'd be my god.
I mean, marble racing is less useful. Nick,
I think if you see somebody that has like a beautiful script handwriting, even if they're a dumb human, you automatically assume they're very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that handwriting does that just kind of handwriting is kind of a window to the soul.
Mm.
Ken Jack.
My handwriting is shitty, so that marbles. Makes sense. You guys want to see my handwriting? I wonder if you'll be able to see it through the blur. It is. And you can't. Hold on. Let me turn my blur off so you'll be able to see it a little better, which is great for the podcast part of the show. Let's see. It is. I have like heinous handwriting.
Oh, yeah.
It's real bad. Yeah. It's real, real bad. Anyway.
There's like levels of handwriting. Like if you wanted to, I'm sure you could.
Well, it's because I hold a pencil like this and I haven't been able to fix it. So like that's just my default pen hand or holding stance, whatever. And they never fixed it. So I blame school for that. Anyway, marbles is going to move on. And before we get to the next part of our bracket, the other half, let's hear from our friends at Roman. Let me give you a news flash real quick. You suck in bed. Not like literally like you're bad at it. So that's why you need to use Roman, the secret to longer lasting sex. Roman swipes are the clinically proven way to help you last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast acting, but don't require a prescription. Roman can ship swipes to you in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. They're super easy to use. Just take the swipes out of the packet, swipe them on, let them dry, and you are good to go. That's it. Go to GetRoman.com/lights to get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose the monthly plan. Again, go to GetRoman.com/lights to get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. Thank you to Roman. Let's get over to the western side of our bracket. We're starting off with what I think is going to be a very controversial or very agreed upon 11 seed, and that's being good at tech decking. And I feel like out of all the people here, the person that would be most upset by it is Nick, because I feel like Nick was probably pretty good at tech decking.
Uh-huh.
Did you have the mini half pipe and everything?
Got a Jigglypuff tech deck right there.
Yep, sounds about right. That's going up against the number 6 seed. This was a contribution from Tommy Smokes. I don't know why he picked it. It was probably just totally random. But it's being able to give a girl an orgasm. Useless to you.
That doesn't fucking matter.
Useless. Well, useless thing to about Tommy, very specifically, I'm sure.
They're not able to. Scientifically speaking, girls are incapable of coming. So I don't know why you'd even want to even be able to try to do it.
Fantastic point. We're going to start out with Nick. What do you got? Tech decks or girl orgasms?
Can I ask? Tech decking is like finger skateboard?
Yes, finger skateboard. Okay.
Being able to just like sit at your desk.
Honestly, you had to be good at one to be able to do the other when you grow up.
That's true. Yeah. One does correlate.
No, and like I definitely honed my finger banging skills. I wasn't finger banging at the same time I was tech decking.
That'd be pretty cool.
I don't think anybody was.
Yeah.
But
as a man who just pulled out a Jigglypuff tech deck, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
He did the reverse. He fingered as a child and then got into tech deck.
Yeah. I was just like, I was so bored fingering pussy. I was like, there's got to be a better use.
That's, have you ever heard the Dan Soder joke where he talks about how he played with G.I. Joes in earnest until he was 12? And because he's white trash, he also started smoking when he was 12. So there was an overlap in time where he would take cigarette breaks from playing with his G.I. Joe.
Jesus. That's fucking dark.
Oh, my God.
Right, well, Nick, who are you picking?
Tech decking is easy and it passes the time. The female orgasm, it's never affected me one way or another. Exists or not. Like, I'd probably still be in the same exact position. I know for a fact I would be.
Missionary.
It doesn't matter. It has never affected me.
Okay, so you're picking moving on. That's one, I guess, for girl orgasm. Owen.
Now, they don't need to orgasm to get pregnant, right?
No, definitely not.
No.
No, I mean, if they did, that's not a bad idea if we want to throw one up to Jesus and to God. Be like, hey, you want to change it to this, we could get some serious population control going.
Yeah,
you got to wonder.
Bill Gates would have to work a lot less hard on this vaccine to get some population control.
And then only stallions could reproduce.
Yes.
Mm.
I wonder if they could do a test and see if orgasm babies are better than non-orgasm babies. Because I'm sure there's some sort of difference made there.
Yeah, we should run some eugenics on that.
Yeah.
I bet you
eugenics
tell.
Is the wrong term here, but yeah, you're right.
Very wrong term.
I'm going to double down.
Hot tub babies become.
Oh, yeah, hot tub babies.
No, what do they become?
Like, I'm after they're born?
I think orgasm is less useful. I'll pass it to Jay.
Jay?
As a guy who's watched hundreds of hours of All 22 in his life, the most valuable video.
I thought I was going right to porn. That really fucking threw me for a loop. That was a you fucking Uno reverse on card, Rob. Jesus.
Uno reverse again. The most valuable video I've ever watched is the video of how to eat pussy correctly.
Steven said.
What?
You want pussy eating videos? That's the worst kind of video you can watch.
Well, he watches a tutorial.
I don't know. No, 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 YouTube instructional he's talking about, not porn.
Correct. I watched an instructional video 10 or so years, or no, more than 10 years ago. Total game changer. That is a very useful skill, I can tell you for a fact.
You want to know the worst instructional video every woman, I bet, wishes they could just get rid of on the internet? Those how to make a girl squirt videos. They're like, all right, can you stop fucking punching me in the stomach? Like did you need every woman alive wishes that Pornhub didn't have that as an ad on the side for fucking 5 years. Like, all right, you don't want to put pressure right on her bladder. She's like, I'm going to fart you. Get the fuck off me.
So anyway, Steve, you watched the instructional video on how to eat pussy, please.
And then, like, convincing a girl for the first time, she's like, trust me, I got this.
Here, look at my search history. I'm in good shape right now.
I'm gonna try out something new today. Let's give you some feedback. But yeah, I would say that's a very useful skill. So, sorry, what was it going against? Whatever it's going against. Tech-teching. Wow, I've never even seen one of those things. That is not a useful skill.
Nick's Cracker Barrel General Store.
Just showed you.
Really?
Showed you on like five.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first one I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. It's like a mini skateboard. It's a pretty easy concept, yeah. Tommy?
Yeah, girls, they don't even like to orgasm. They usually just say, you know, you do your thing, the quicker, the better, and we could go about our days. If a girl orgasms, if she's a squirter, you'd have to clean that up off your sheets maybe. That seems bad. I'd rather know how to make a guy orgasm.
Wait, do you not? Wait, you don't know how to do that?
Never orgasm?
Have you ever come, Tommy?
Tommy's like, please tell me how to make a guy orgasm.
I know how to make guys come. I do it all the time. Myself.
I am backed up beyond belief. I just have instructions.
If only there was something I could do myself.
Right, like if my choice, but seriously, if the choice for the rest of your life was you could only make girls come or only make guys come, but you were included in the guys, I think you'd only want to make guys come.
It's a pretty good argument, Tommy. Yeah, right?
That is a pretty good argument.
And also when you're fucking guys.
Yeah, and like I have a 100% hit rate on making guys come.
Yes. So far.
I'm not hitting 100, but I'm close.
You're damn near close.
Yeah, I got a really, really high shooting percentage. But yes. Like
that's 97. A good word for it.
I have like a few DNFs over my career, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just like, I don't have it in me tonight, I'm going to bed. This happens every now and then.
That is the epitome of laziness. We have the ability built in to make us feel euphoric, and I'm just like, nah.
So I'm gonna saddle up next for the next time. Fights, you can move them on right now. Girl orgasm or tech deck,
bro? I mean, I we're having a lot of fun. I gotta move on tech decks here. I gotta stand up for the ladies. I gotta say it feels pretty good when you make a girl orgasm, and that's a useful thing to me. It gives me self-confidence and things like that. It's a rarity, but occasionally it happens, and they say they had fun, and you feel good about yourself.
Would you rather make a girl orgasm, or would you rather make one of your homies laugh?
Oh, homie laugh for sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you get I've gotten more self-confidence out of this fucking episode than I would out of 6 months of dating.
Coley, what do you got? You could tie it up.
I don't. It's like when this started, it amazed me that I think Nick's the only person at the company who could be like, check out my Jigglypuff tech deck, and we're all like, he's just so fucking cool. Anyone else? Like,
it was maybe, within an arm's reach too.
So close. Like, you know, it's always, it's like tethered to your person. It's never too far. Like if Jeff D. Lowe has that on his desk, I'm smacking it off. If Stephen Che was like, oh man, I just love tech decks. We're making fun of tech decks for 20 minutes. But yeah, it has to be tech decks. It just has to. I'm sorry, I apologize, Nick, but it's tech decks.
Fuck, now I'm gonna have to tie break. Tech decks or girl orgasms. This is a really tough one because I feel like in most cases one would deter the other. Obviously, girl orgasm being the one that deters you from being able to be good at tech decking. Right. If you're busy at that. But I'm gonna move on girl orgasms just for the fun of it. It was really close. It was a razor thin margin.
It's Saint, you know, you just want to see it move on.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm Saint Peter's in this Saint one.
Saint Peter's. Give the girls a fighting chance.
Let the girls play, man.
Run into a UNC eventually, but for now, let these girls be backed up.
Yeah, we'll let them play a little bit.
we'll let them come by the
Tommy. Tommy's never come. He's just a big milky balloon. He's just got the most backed up pipes in the world.
Anybody has any advice? Or if I could watch a video of a guy coming to figure out how he did it.
It's one of those things where, like, it's kind of funny because I almost imagine Che being a person who jerks off wrong somehow. Mm-hmm. Like I can imagine you, like, you do this or something. Like,
I used to jerk off wrong as a kid.
Yeah, I jerked off wrong the first time I tried.
I used to jerk off like a fucking DJ spinning his CDs. I used to like
what?
CDs.
Oh, you had a pussy? You know, like,
classically ripping my CDs on the turntable.
Like, yeah, like how he rubs the turn, like the tip of my dick, I'd get like the where the
Tommy, do you have a clit?
Yeah.
Tommy's just
got like the head meets the shaft.
Tommy's got a big honking clit. Oh,
yeah. Tommy, that's like universally considered the way women jerk masturbate. I believe Dane Cook had a joke about it. Was it DJ Diddles or something like that?
Probably. That sounds right. Oh, I'm imagining someone
just like that. Just steady. It used to take so long.
Tommy would spread his legs under the shower head.
I wonder who thought they were doing the right thing so wrong for longer. Stephen Che trying to cut that piece of wood for 4 hours, with Tommy trying to get his little dick to come. like they should have done a better way to do this.
How excited were you?
Think anybody
discovered there was a better way?
I don't remember how I discovered it. I think maybe. I don't remember. Maybe just talking with the boys and stuff. But once I figured out the standard method, it was a game.
I just love the idea of you talking to your boys and being like, yo, guys, I rubbed one out last night, literally.
I eked it out.
Jesus Christ. Now I can think of someone jerking off their clit like as if it was a dick. Someone died to make
They have it the wrong
mistake.
Way.
So yeah, someone had a girl had to make the inverse mistake that Tommy made. It's just statistically right. possible.
I mean, that's not something you go over.
She's just mashing it with
the just like punching her clit. She's like, why aren't I coming? All right, girl orgasm's gonna move on. Next,
like, how romantic would that be if that was like Tommy's first girlfriend and the first time they like mutually masturbated? They were like, what the fuck?
What?
As he starts giving me a hand, I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
All right, so next up, we have the number 3 versus the 14. The number 3 is something that I'm pretty sure every single one of us do, which is podcasting. being the most skilled podcaster in the world, not a particularly impressive skill because all you're really doing is kind of just talking. So not all you need to know how to do really is how to hook up a Blue Snowball microphone, which I'm sure probably 3/8 of us have right now. Like, right? I would assume almost everyone here has a Blue Snowball if they have a mic. And they're going up against the number 14 seed, being good at Wordle, which is now maybe the most useless it's ever been, even pre-Wordle. So we're going to start off with you, Coley. Wordle or podcasting?
I lost my first Wordle yesterday. It was found. I went through all the other ounds.
You got epoxy and you didn't get found?
Well, epoxy was easy because I'm not an idiot. Fucking Tommy. I went through hound, bound. I think I threw a mound in there. And I think my last guess was wound because they don't give you the O-N-U-D for the first guess. So that wasn't any of the letters. So I retired. I was going to go until I lost, and I lost.
Yeah. Once you lose the first time, it loses the luster.
It's kind of like a boxer. Once they lose, I lose a little bit of interest. Like, I like being undefeated.
Yeah, it's just a so anyone and good, like, what's good? Like, no one's good at Wordle. No, the best Wordle player was that guy's wife, I guess. Mm-hmm. And sure, her life seems fine. It's not, she's no Dunham. What was the other one?
Podcasting.
A lot of people are bad at podcasting. We employ most of those people. It is a skill. It is a skill that you can make money off of. I'm not going to sit here and be like, podcasting is really impressive, because it isn't. But man, up against Wordle, like, you got to move Wordle on. That just not impressive at all.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of, like, anytime I meet someone new and I introduce, but like, they're like, hey, what do you do? I'm like, hey, I'm a podcaster. Like, the second it comes out of my mouth, I'm like, oh. What are you gonna pick, fights, podcasting, or being good at Wordle?
I'm gonna pick being good at Wordle. Moves on. Podcasting is obviously quite valuable. Again, it's not hard, but only fucking we can say that. Me and Kevin were at like a fucking,
it's our N word.
We were Arsenal podcast.
Now it's getting extremely real.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Fucking. Me and Kevin were at like this. We were at like this fucking. Oh, we're the Big East tournament, and we were in a box. And some kid was shit faced, and he's like, wait, you guys fucking do a fucking podcast? We're like, yeah. He's like, I could do that. I'm like, all right, so fucking do it. He's like, I fucking wish I could get fucking paid just to talk to my fucking friends. I was like, well, then do it, dude. Why don't you fucking do it, dude? But it is also very easy. Very easy. Very easy.
All right, so you're going to move on Wordle. Tommy.
Yeah, easy. I almost don't think you can be good at Wordle. Like, unless you're a fucking psychic who gets it on the first try every day. Like, I don't know what would even define being good at Wordle.
Why do people share their results?
I only shared when I lost, because I lost in such heartbreaking fashion.
Yeah.
But yeah, sharing makes no sense to me.
There's you know, like these Twitter communities or groups or whatever. There's one for Wordle, and it's just everybody posting their score. Like, why? That would be the least part of Twitter I'd ever want to be.
3 out of 6.
Like, yeah, just all the green and yellow boxes.
I think there are,
you guessed a closer word in the beginning.
There are times it's remotely interesting.
Yeah. Like, if you get it on the first one or second, maybe.
I think they're the most interesting when you got like none for like 5 in a row. Then like you just had a last guess. That I'll see that and be like, huh, pretty interesting. I mean, most tweets are worthless. Those are just in that mix of completely worthless tweets.
Has anybody ever gotten interaction off of their Wordle score share?
You know, Kevin, what?
I think Kevin sends his pretty regularly, and he's like, it's so dumb. I don't know why people interact. He's like, but it's like, it gets a lot.
It's hashtag relatable content.
Okay.
I was getting a lot of traction complaining about the words on Wordle being too hard after the New York Times bought it. I was like, the New York Times is fucking ruining Wordle. They ruin everything. thousands of likes on every, like, I was,
which also ended up just being the most false thing of all time.
Mm-hmm. It was what?
Like the most false thing of all time.
Oh, completely. I knew I was pushing a false narrative, but I knew I'd be rallying up a base.
Exactly. All right, so you're going to move on. Wordle, Shay, you can send it home right now.
Yeah, I mean, we've all talked about it. We're essentially a large portion of our company is podcasting. So I think that's absolutely a valuable skill with a career path. Wordle, I've never played Wordle. I just started playing Purtle. Have you guys heard of this? It's the NBA version. Yeah, after Jakob Purtle, Chuck and Jack Mack got me on, and it's very fun. I assume it's basically the same thing as Wordle, except with things I'm less familiar with. Yeah,
there's a Wordle for everything now.
Yeah, actually, you do use a word when you guess the player in that game too.
I hate. That's what I probably hate about Wordle the most. Like
the derivatives.
And they all came the same day. Like Wordle had existed for a while.
But there's Hurdle for music. There's Squirtle for Pokemon.
Nerdle is math equations. I actually love that one.
I do Worldle.
What, yeah, there's Worldle, the one KB plays, and I guess Ken Jack.
Yeah, I got him on it.
All of them. Like I would just love to be in a world where someone can have something. Without a million knockoffs spawning instantly.
Mm-hmm. You're Wordle purist, I guess. I almost said Wordle. That's how much I'm playing that more than Wordle. That's going to move on, but Owen, what would you pick?
I would have punched Wordle as well.
Mm-hmm. Nick?
Podcasting's downfall will be that it's too accessible. Mm. It should be really hard to start a podcast. Like I don't know. We're going to have to start pricing some people out. I don't know.
No, dude, we have like full starter kits at Target and Best Buy for like $7. Everything
you need.
I guess my counter is like it's equally as easy today to make music.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah.
Well,
it requires more skill.
I don't think it does. Like you can make I didn't say good music. All I said was music.
Fair.
Yeah.
It requires a little bit more effort.
And it
bad
it's
music like requires more effort than a bad podcast.
There's something like 1% of podcasts or less get to episode 2. Like so many people buy all that stuff. They record one, and then that's it.
it's pretty tough and damning. But you would have picked then podcasting, Nick?
No, Wordle.
Yeah, I would have picked it as well. All right, moving on. Next, we have the number 10 seed versus the number 7 seed. The number 7 seed is actually introduced by Trill Bones himself. I told him we were doing this, and the first thing he said, I had to look it up, but when I looked it up, I agreed with him. It's gleeking.
Oh, nice.
Do you know what gleeking is? Do you all know what gleeking is? I'm assuming no, because I didn't either.
When you yawn and the spit comes out from under your tongue?
Yeah. It's being able to yawn, like shoot spit out of your mouth. Not by spitting, but by like... It's like essentially using the pressure of your tongue to spit from underneath your tongue out.
This is only when you yawn?
It happens a lot when you yawn.
Yeah, like you do it involuntarily when you yawn.
You can do it on command as well, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
I cannot.
So no, I'm saying the those who can't. Like I feel like it's almost required of professional baseball players.
Yeah, they do it a lot. Look it up, the picture that Goochman just sent, Shay, if you're looking for one. Because that's a good example. It looks really weird, and it is...
Ew!
Jesus Christ!
It's about as useless as it can be. Exactly. You're just squirting out your mouth. That's going up against the number 10 seed, Impressions. Impressions, it's... You got to think about it, like 99% of impressions you hear in your life are very bad and very
I disagree.
Well, but isn't this being good at impressions?
It's your skill essentially. Like your skill is like, hey, I have a really good like Christopher Walken impression. Are you ever like wowed by that guy?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To have that guy.
I think most people who do impressions are at least pretty good. I think if someone's like, do you want to hear my impression? I'm rarely like, what are you talking about? That was garbage. I'm usually like, whoa, all right. That was really bad.
It is usually like the same 10 people. It's like Stewie, Gollum, Christopher Walken, like Owen Wilson. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Coach Saban, Coach O. like the regular grouping of guys.
Now you're just talking about a specific person.
Actually, no.
The only bad impression I've ever heard is Julian Edelman's Bill Belichick, and he won't stop doing it.
A bad impression can be funny, though.
Yeah.
Bad impressions are better than good impressions if you're trying to be funny.
Yeah. All right, so if you guys are in disagreement with this one, which is understandable, I'll let you sub in one of the ones from the pool. One was, and this is Nick introduced this. I feel like, Coley, you won't like it. Rolling joints.
What's your
pre-rolls? There's weed is so accessible. Weed is in everything. Rolling joints is a dying. There's no point.
A dying art versus it being a good skill to have are not the same.
I would rather buy pre-rolls or eat a gummy.
That's you.
Mm. Yeah.
That's not that's universally accepted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I'd rather shoot heroin than
everyone thinks this.
I have a drug question. Excellent. Is there a difference between a joint and a blunt?
Yes.
What is the difference?
The type of paper used.
Oh, okay.
So a blunt is like a tobacco leaf that you would get off of a cigar. Whereas a joint is like a cellophane-esque type hemp paper.
Okay, interesting.
So it's more cigar versus, think of it like cigar versus cigarette.
Very good. All right, cool, thank you. I've wondered that for decades.
Why didn't look it up? It?
You could have solved that the second it bothered you.
What else? Is there anything else?
Yeah, is there any other questions we can answer for you?
He just gets home every night, another day. I haven't learned the difference.
You know so many people who smoke weed.
Yeah, I know. I just I don't do drugs, and I don't know that I don't know. I just accept whatever is people talk about it. I thought they were the same, so that's good to know.
There are people who will call them the same, and I don't like those people.
Mm. Another one we can pick is being really good at jumping. Be like your skill is jumping. That was another Nick one.
So what?
Now
what are you going to do? What's the layman going to do with a jumping skill?
Olympics.
That's not the layperson, Tommy.
I mean, I just never worrying out about a puddle in New York City.
And you jump really far over it. All right. Yeah, intimidated that was so sick.
could do this is another Nick one. Texting.
Yeah. Girls are always bad at texting. They're always really hot. And just like girls that are good at texting are, yeah, and they're not very good looking.
Mm-hmm.
So I think texting is the worst. So what does that mean for the vet?
So your skill would be being good at texting. So does that include like your reply on time
immediately?
Yeah.
But that's bad at texting.
Almost. I don't want be a bad texter. I think I'm ahead of the curve. I think we got 2 to 3 more years of people enjoying texting. We're fucking done with it.
I don't think anyone enjoys it anymore.
Mm-hmm. No.
But it's like, I've completely cut it out of my life. Like I will, maybe you'll get a one word or two word reply, but I get anxiety when I feel my fucking phone do the little, because I just think it's something awful. So I just have to talk to somebody. And I'm so out on texting. I've been preaching it for a little while on KFC Radio. I think it's the worst fucking thing that's ever happened to us. If you want to talk to me, call me. I don't want to have a fucking day-long conversation that never has any point and never starts, never ends.
Owen is the worst dude in the world because he'll just text me yo and send it.
Oh, that's
just say
Owen,
what you want.
That's a fucking
and I've just been thumbs down in it.
That's Owen, I'll fucking kill you.
I know. He's been training me lately. He's been just doing tough love. He just
that
downvotes anything I say that's not specific enough.
Bro, it's like,
the thing is, I love Owen. He's my friend, but the yo is unnecessary because then I say yo back, and that's just what has that done?
Yep, 100%. Dante the Don is a big yo or hey or John guy. Definitely don't start with a fucking John.
Just that's say, a death. That's a death. If it's a John, somebody has died.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think I would agree with that. I think that like also there's other forms of like bad texting where like let's say you text in piecemeal, like you sentence by sentence, sentence yep. send, sentence send, like those.
You get at max two. You get two paragraphs, two messages to send. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And they're not even paragraphs usually. These people, it's usually
no. It's always one sentence. Erica is a big one sentence, but 40 of them text her. Nate Dogg loves doing that. He's rage texting when he does that, though.
Yeah, he needs to get every specific thought out immediately, yeah. Which I get. When I'm mad, I do the same thing. So like, I feel like that's not that unrelatable. So let's switch it to texting. So it's going to be the 10 seed texting versus the number 7 seed leaking. Coley, let's start with you. Leaking or texting?
Are you leaking right now?
No. Like when it first got brought up, I was like, well, if you're good at texting, you're probably just like a good writer. But then Tommy brought up the point where like if you're a good texter, you're like responding promptly and like you're probably pretty proficient in like emojis and whatnot. Like,
but I'd consider that bad texting. If somebody was using a lot of emojis, I'd be like, they're a bad texter. So I think
so. Good texting is bad texting.
Right.
Right. So what are we judging it on?
I think it's like what the normal person would consider good texting. And those people are horrible to talk to. So they're using emojis. They're like the sideways crying, laughing guy.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that guy.
We'll consider like the skill of texting reliable and persistent, maybe.
Yeah. I was thinking more like that's the big thing with me is like you're a consistent replier. You reply fast. You're like prompt. You're replying complete sentences. Like you're that type of texter.
Yeah.
That's brutal. Cause like, I do believe everyone who gleeks also eventually ends up in the MLB. So that's pretty good.
So that's necessary. All right. Fights.
I'm going gleeking. Gleeking is no, fuck it. I can't be so anti-texting. Texting is a skill. It's more valuable than gleeking, obviously. But out of pure hatred, pure spite, I am moving on texting.
Fair enough. Tommy.
I mean, it's gleeking.
One of these things is like something we do all the time throughout the day forever. And one is like making a little water come out of your mouth. So I know for it's gleeking.
But you don't have to be good at it.
I'm just confused on what we're considering a good or bad. I don't mind. I'd rather text than like FaceTime any day. So I don't mind texting. I think it's a normal part of life. Gleeking is more useless.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with
you. Yeah, but what if somebody tried to gleek for you and they weren't skilled at it? Can you imagine?
Yeah, like it took him like a bunch of tries to gleek.
Just a guy who's consistently trying to gleek.
Dude, I promise, I know how to gleek.
Yeah. My friend Gary's company's a cool guy. He's going to be trying to gleek all night. There's no idea how.
And to your credit about the talent show argument, Tommy, that guy's getting knocked out in the first round. The guy
who gleeks. Bad gleeker.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Simon Cowell's punching that guy right in the face.
Jay.
Can you choose what you gleek? Like, can you gleek like phlegm, or is it just like?
I think whatever liquid's down there is just kind of getting shot out.
Down where?
Like under your tongue?
In your mouth?
Oh, okay. What's more useless than that? Gleeking.
Mm-hmm. All right, Owen.
Gleeking as well.
It's useless. All right, you can move it on right now if you wanted to, Nick.
Gleeking is the only reason my computer screen's ever clean. If it gets on there, you're like, oh fuck, and then just you have to like clean it.
So you're gonna vote for texting?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm gonna have to tie break then, and I'm gonna pick leaking because it's one of those things like I'd love to vote for texting, but like Tommy raises a good point. Like leaking is absolutely useless. Like that is just nobody
texting,
likes it, nobody wants
texting
it.
Is useless. It's a better invention came out years before.
Nick, if you could only do one thing for the rest of your life, text.
Talking to the wrong guy.
Yeah.
I'd be walking past you in the office, just getting you in the back of the head every morning.
All right.
That's a good point, though. I feel like if texting and call inventions were flipped, we would just be calling.
One of the technologies is way more impressive than the other.
Mm-hmm. significantly better. All right, so we're going to move up to the number 2 versus the number 15, the last seed in our western half of the bracket.
Jesus
number
Christ,
2.
This has been a long one.
This is number 2 is math. And when you look at math here, it's like think more like advanced math, like not like being able to do like multiplication times tables in your head, whatever. Like you could really put it up to old math, but like cuz you can do any of it on a calculator anytime you want, just completely useless thing to be able to do, but being able to do like any sort of math in your head is what I'm more thinking here. I don't know if you guys agree with that specific definition for this. Is that okay with you guys?
You could argue math is one of the most important things in the world.
Yeah, I think it's a big time cope when people are like, that's not useful.
So you think,
when am I ever going to need this? Like, well, you're no, not but it's ever not going that the, to be a scientist. So
again,
I guess
it's
never.
Not that the skill of math is, it's being able to do math in your head as what more I'm thinking here. It's like so anything that you can just use a calculator for. No, I'm saying like it's not useful because anything
that's like
you can
do. One thing I can do.
It's that's what I'm saying. It's like you can, but you could do anything that you can do. I can do better and faster on a calculator. Is like that's the thing, and like you're never going to need to do it.
My friend Vincent Gu, his mom Jenny, she could use an abacus so fast. She could use an abacus faster than I could use a calculator.
Jesus,
really? That's actually sick.
It was the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen. She was
useless, but
that's also marbles.
Yeah,
that's 100
abacuses are marbles. Yeah, goddamn
marbles. All right, and then it's going up against the number 15 seed, spelling well, like being able to spell really well. And I think it's like you might think like, hey, you need to know how to spell English to be able to like communicate with people and all that. But think about it this way, like being really good at spelling, like nobody's ever, I think, going to notice that. Like you could have spelled everything you've ever said to me, right? All of you in your lives to me, I would never have noticed. Like I would have never been like, wow, they're really good at spelling. Like, it's not something I think would have ever crossed my mind, ever.
Yeah, Gooch raises a great point. I've read everyone here but Owens, because he hasn't written anything to my knowledge, writing. No one at this company can spell. Not a single person here. Nobody.
But it's almost encouraged to not be able to spell.
Yeah, I disagree. That is not Nick I've ever heard before.
That's another cope. That's another cope.
Is this matchup useful life skills letters versus numbers?
Yeah, actually, yeah. But there can also be letters in the numbers in this case, which is the more very useless to Arch know. Impact. Essentially, so we'll start out with you, Nick. Math.
Who also? Before we keep going, who turned like a vibrator,
an AC on, or something?
Something has.
I have a heater under this floor that just turns on automatically when it's at. Drops below 40.
Jay, so. Turn that sucker off real quick while we end out this one.
I can't. I'll go on mute for a little bit.
Okay.
It goes on and off.
Okay. Not that bad. All right. Let's start out with you, Nick.
So I remember I was at like a party at like somebody's house, and we were playing Scattergories, and the word was S, and we had to do an insect, and I wrote centipede, and I got destroyed, and I think I've had a night terror at least once a month about it since. Math, it's not embarrassing to be bad at. So, useless skill, which is worse. I guess math.
Owen.
Yeah, I'm with Nick. It's less embarrassing to be bad at math than spelling, and the calculator's more reliable than spell check, so. Mm-hmm. I'll stamp his vote.
Someone should add spell check to Photoshop, by the way. I don't know how that hasn't been added yet.
You can turn Jay. It on.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to work on that then. Jay?
I would argue that math is very important. Very recently...
Bite your tongues, fellas.
Again, it's not that the actual subject of math is like useless or stupid. It's like the skill of being able to do math.
Yeah, I mean, as an Asian guy, I'm going to stand up for math every day of the week. A guy recently ran for president on just the platform of math. He didn't win, obviously. Asian guy.
Yeah.
He was Asian. But yeah, spelling, like, I am a terrible speller. Coley's read some of my stuff. It's bad. But we have spell check. We have autocorrect. So there's
calculators. We have calculators. Mm-hmm.
We do have calculators. But it is pretty sick. Like, you know, we've all been out to eat. I assume we have salaries. So
you didn't have to assume that. You know that.
Yeah.
when you get the bill, it'll say like, you know, tip, and sometimes it'll say, you know, percentages suggested at the bottom. But sometimes,
hey, you want to know a little fun fact about those? Because I've used those before. They do. They use those pre-tax, which is fucked up. Ooh. Those percentages are done pre-tax. If you're tipping pre-tax, you're an asshole.
Yeah. Tip
post-tax, and for some reason, the percentages the restaurant gives you are pre-tax.
Well, sorry, that's the restaurant's fault.
Yeah,
that's better for the customer, right?
It's better for,
But it's
you want to help the server.
Yeah, it's for the server, not for the restaurant.
Okay. Okay.
That was, Steven, that was just a tip for the good people that if you're going to use those, please throw an extra dollar or two on it.
Yeah, Steven's going to tell people that as like a life hack, how to tip your server less.
Here, guys, you're going to want to find restaurants that put the tax and tip there for you. You're going to save about 4%.
What a
See, this is further proves that math sucks. It's only used to hurt people.
I was actually on a meeting today where I had to add up where some guy had a calculator and was adding a number very quickly. And I added it in my head and he was wildly impressed. So math, very cool. Spelling. Okay. Look how successful PFT is.
Mm-hmm.
PFT knows how to spell really well.
But like, give me some. His
content is good. But
that was like the worst example you could use. PFT is probably the best speller at the company.
But his bit is that he doesn't spell well, but like his content is good. Right. But that's the point.
And who's the most famous person that's good at math? Rain Man.
A Rain Man for spelling would be terrible. That movie would bomb. It would be so bad.
It's like Matthew and the B.
T O O T H P I C K S on the ground.
But counterpoint, blackjack.
What a 1993 ass joke. Thank
you. You don't want to be the guy at the blackjack table being like, wait, what is that up to?
Oh, yeah, I can't play. Dude, I never play blackjack. We were in Vegas for that same Chicklets thing I was talking about earlier. I was like, I'm getting up, guys. Like, I cannot add this fast. This is insane. I'm done.
I never learned my sevens times tables. Still don't know them. Yep, I got bronchitis the week of like the speed test of the sevens. Never got them.
What can you get up to?
Seven times. Three.
Oh man, she's sick to his stomach right now.
Yeah, if you just ask me, like I can do it fast in my head. 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, 57. No, I'm out.
No, that's not right.
You got pretty good. That's pretty good though.
It was not. Why?
I'm giving all props. He got further than I thought he would.
is that 56, how low the 56. Bar is? Hey man, that was pretty good.
You could almost add 9 and 7. That's awesome.
I'm all of a sudden against spelling now. That math was pretty fucking cool. Tommy, what do you got, spelling or math?
I'm torn here because I am good at math in my head. I'd say it's one of my better talents. Is I've been trying to get a dozen category where I can just add. Or I could just multiply two double-digit numbers together in my head pretty quickly, probably within like 15. I don't know. I don't even know what's quick, but I think I could do it.
We're all so dumb that we're impressed by these embarrassing feats.
I could do 10 times 12 in like 30 seconds.
No, but I'm talking
about damn, that was cool. That was way cooler than fights thing, Tommy. Shit.
I'm just trying to. I always try to find opportunities in which I can show it off, and it's very hard to find those opportunities.
See?
11 times 18.
11 times 18. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Wait, hold on. How long do I have?
15 seconds.
You're wasting time.
188.
198.
No, 198.
Ah, too late.
See?
That was pretty good, Tom.
I've never been good with 11.
No, that category will be easier once you double it and you're live on the dozen. And
yes, exactly. Everything comes to us. So what are you picking, Tommy? Spelling?
Spelling.
All right. There's more spelling. Fights?
I'm putting forward math. Spelling is the more important one, and it is because of the aforementioned texting, which was such a big thing in high school and in college and still is to this day. And if you can't spell for shit and you're trying to text with a girl, you're never like, if like really, really bad, like they're like, I'm not gonna fuck this idiot. You have to be all, you have to have at least a pretty good spelling knowledge in order to fuck.
When a girl catches on that I keep on calling restaurants eateries,
she keeps saying like, "Yeah, I will definitely do that."
It's the worst.
It's, no, you, like, you don't have to prove you're okay at math in order to get a girl. But, like in high school, if you're just like the dumb kid who couldn't fucking spell, like I'm not talking to this idiot anymore. So, spelling was hugely important for most of your life.
Mm-hmm. John gets pussy. We all get it. All right, Coley. What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, you can survive without knowing 1 + 1. You cannot survive if you can't write, read and write. Like, just, it's not
just,
even...
just having arguments on the internet. Just you get a fucking your with an asterisk being wrong. You're like, oh, fuck, now I lost that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not typing zeros and ones into a retort. Like, that's not going to fly. So, yeah, it's comfortably math.
Like, if I'm getting into an argument online, I'm going to respond with an equation.
Hell yeah.
Solve this, bitch.
All right, so they're going to move on with math. Before we get to our little championship round, rapid fire, let's talk to our friends from BetterHelp. Let's talk really quick about BetterHelp. Look, relationships take work. A lot of us, you know, will drop anything to go and help someone that we care about. We'll go out of our way to treat other people well. You know, why don't we give ourselves that same level of treatment? BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to take a moment, you know, for the most important relationship you have. You know, it's the one with yourself. Whether it's like, you know, hitting the gym, making time for your haircut, or even trying therapy, you are your greatest asset. So invest the time and effort into yourself that you would for other people. I've used BetterHelp for a while, especially when I've transed over like insurance. So like it was kind of like, to, or rather my, you know, my therapist trains over insurance, so I couldn't use them. And my point, I just kind of like use them because they're super, super helpful, super easy, kind of because like they offer video, phone, and even live chat sessions. So you don't need to be like on camera if you don't want to. Very, very helpful, especially if like you're working from home, your therapist is, or you're out of range of a therapist or whatever the reason is. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy as well. And you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp Online Therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/lights. That's BetterHelp.com/lights. Thank you, BetterHelp. Let's move on and rapid fire these the ones until we can get to our champion. We have the number 4 fencing versus the number 5 hula hoop. It feels like we talked about hula hoop 8 hours ago.
Yeah,
that was so long ago.
I'm almost certain that was yesterday.
Fencing versus hula hoop. Coley, you start.
Well, so to bring it up from earlier, where does Touche come into play?
Oh, yeah. You've been sitting on that for a while.
Yeah, you kept it.
Yeah.
That's Touche always comes after on guard.
I honestly have no idea what Touche has to do with fencing.
I thought Touche was when you hit the person. I thought that was like I Touche'd your ass.
Touche in fencing is to acknowledge a hit or successful criticism or an effective point in argument. So it's to acknowledge a hit in fencing. So if you get hit, you say, oh Touche, which makes sense.
Good. Not a monopole?
No.
No.
Again, because I'm bad at spelling. Okay, so fencing or hula hoop, Coley.
Like, I'm trying to think of where these skills can translate. And, like, with fencing, again, you could stab someone with a sword or a machete of some sort.
Lots of opportunities for that. Never
you could play. Do that without training, though. That's yes. The sword's job.
No, but you
I would say that 99.9% of stabbings in the world have been done by someone who's never fenced in their life.
That's sure. Fair to say.
But I'm saying you'd put, like, if you happened against, if you were thrown in a circle of a lot of people chanting, and both of you had a knife, then perhaps you'd like to be the guy with the fencing background.
Yeah, that is a situation where fencing would come in very handy. I agree.
Definitely. The hula hoop guy, again, I imagine you can really pound some vag proficiently. Yeah.
Not make her come, but you can.
No, I mean, let's not be crazy.
Good stuff.
So, yeah, I'm going to go fencing.
One for fencing fights.
I'm pushing forward hula hoop.
Hula hoop. Tommy.
Fencing, just because like you said, there's more events where you can hula hoop at than fence.
Yeah, that's indisputable. Che.
I mean, Coley's situation, you could just hula hoop and seduce the attacker to a point where they're not attacking you anymore if you're hula hooping.
I feel like you'd get a record amount of stabs if you tried that.
Oh, hey, stab me, says man armed with hula hoop. Quote from man stabbed.
Yeah, funny way to kill yourself.
I'm going to move forward hula hooping.
All right, it's one more for hula hooping. Owen.
Fencing.
It's just so damn useless. Nick, you could tie it or you can move on fencing.
Fencing is useless.
Yeah. So it's going to move on the 4 seed fencing. Next up, we have the number 16 seed marbles, which is the number 8 seed video games. This is a pretty tough one. Nick?
No, it's not. Marbles.
Marbles. Owen, you got marbles too? Jay?
I got big marbles. Let's go.
Tommy?
Oh, boy.
Tommy, what do you got?
Marbles.
Marbles. The marbles is going to move on, but fights?
Marbles.
Coley.
Unless it's bocce.
Nope, not my bocce. We're not counting it. Don't forget, everything's marbles except for marble runs. Coley, you would have picked marbles too, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we have the 16 seed marbles versus the number 4 seed fencing to move on to the championship round. Mm-hmm. Start with you, Coley. Coley, marbles or fencing?
Even like the point on a fencing stick is a marble.
Yeah, it is.
So like
it's technically marbles.
By the transitive property, it has to be marbles because fencing is also marbles.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, that's a great point. All right. fights. Marbles versus fencing.
Marbles. It's marbles. It's going to be marbles pretty much the whole way.
Wait, fencing marbles or regular marbles?
Excuse me?
Fencing marbles or
regular marbles?
Regular marbles. Okay. Yeah. Tommy.
I'm actually going to go fencing because I just remembered marbles was a challenge in Squid Game.
And it was.
That was very important. There was no fencing in Squid Game. So
that was bocce. Wait, oh, that was marbles they were playing?
That was marbles.
That was marbles.
Yeah. That's fucking bocce, boys.
I don't think you know what bocce is.
You don't know. Definitely don't know what one of these things are.
Fights. They were like this big.
Dude, it's mini bocce.
That's but marbles. You're describing marbles.
Yeah, I know. But mini bocce is bocce.
The games are played similarly. The objects are very different.
They're just smaller fucking bocce balls.
So is tech decking skateboarding?
It's pretty close, yeah. I'd let you make the argument to me.
I wouldn't let you make that
argument because clearly they're very different. One you use your feet, one you use your fingers. You're still throwing both these things with your hands.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Jay. If you were kicking the marbles, I'd let you say it's different. This is the same game. It's the same game.
What if you're tech decking with your toes?
If you're tech decking with your feet, you're skateboard.
that's a salient point.
That's an open and shut one.
Jay, what do you got? Marbles.
Hold on. I'm on the marbles Wikipedia page.
This is what we've come to.
And it has related games. And it also like bocce does not come up. Croquet does, but bocce
what?
Does not.
All right, I mean, this is the fucking full void. It's a void page, then. This is why your college professors wouldn't let you use fucking Wikipedia as a source, because clearly they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Croquet is closer to marbles than bocce ball is? That's nuts!
John, not only that, Hungry Hungry Hippos is closer.
That is closer.
Marbles.
They eat marbles. Yeah, they eat marbles.
Aren't they like little white balls? I didn't know if that was. Or I guess you could.
Marbles have to be glass.
Yeah, it's like a glass. The little design.
They originated as clay. Let me tell you.
I thought that was a bead.
I feel like 99% of our marbles I've seen have been 2D on iSpy covers. Growing up, I feel like that's their biggest play. But anyway, Jay, what are you picking? Marbles or fencing?
I have a slightly egotistical question about fencing. When we were going to have my son after Luigi got shot down, it was offered if
Like over Iraq is what I first thought when you said that. I was like,
I thought your first son was like a pilot.
I thought he meant like he was loaded shot down.
by an IUD.
Yeah, when Luigi was flying with Ted Williams.
Sam have another.
But one of the immediate next questions was like, oh, would you like a Stephen Che Jr.? And I was like, that not really, but that would be cool if they were like two, like, and they could go by Two Che, which sounds like Touche. Ended up not going with that, but a consideration if we ever decided to do a third. Is that cool or not cool?
Wait, why could they go by Touche? Just because the
it's my last name.
His last name.
Two Stephen.
And it would Touche. Be like the second one.
Yeah, just imagine like a quarterback wearing like a number two jersey with the last name.
Wait, are juniors, can juniors also be the second or are the second?
Yeah, so I actually looked this up a few days ago. Seconds are named not after a father.
What?
Second? What?
Yeah, seconds like after a grandpa or someone else.
A grandpa or uncle or something. Like you're named after someone in your family that's not your dad. If you're named after your dad, you're a junior.
That's about them.
There's probably so many people that could be a second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Almost everyone. I'm a second. Or no, I'm a junior. I'm both.
See, there you go. Jay,
no,
you should.
No. Wait. No. You'd be the third.
Well, I have an uncle that's a Thomas, and my dad is also a Thomas.
But
my
is dad, your name
your
Thomas?
Dad and your brother have the same
name? No, it's your brother. It's got to be
the same name.
Great uncle.
That's kind of imagine being like the older Thomas in that situation where it's like your parents named the shitty Thomas and they're like, oh, we gotta try again. Yeah, another Thomas too. Jay, have another kid and make them Che the third. Then you can have them be CBD salesman. Three Che. It'll be perfect. Even better than two Che. That's your next endeavor. Sorry, what are you picking? You're picking marbles or fencing?
Marbles. Marbles in an absolute marble race.
Mm-hmm. All right, Owen. Marbles or fencing?
Marbles.
Yeah, marbles is going to move on to the championship. As it's like the tradition of this show is that the 16 seed moves on to the championship. At this point, Nick, what would you have picked?
I think I would have gone fencing. I think marbles, at least you know, they look good in a jar. They're kind of pretty. Fencing, it seems pompous. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with you. All right, on the other side of the bracket, the number six seed making a girl come versus the number 14 seed Wordle. We'll start with you, Nick.
A real clash of the titans here.
Stupid show.
It's a lot of dumb show. I mean, I'd imagine the euphoria I feel getting both on the first try would be the exact same. You just got lucky.
You're just supposed to sit there and like do vowels, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Both of them.
He's the alphabet.
I'm going to go Wordle.
God, this guy must get laid. Owen?
Just something I found that I thought you guys should know. So there's also wheelchair fencing in the Olympics.
Mm. Okay.
And I think that's jousting.
You're pronouncing that wrong.
French pronunciation, yeah. Sorry.
There's three classes, athletes with full trunk movement and good balance, no leg movement. And then class C is no movement in all four.
Like that's no limbs? That's, yeah. So you just have the knife, the rapier is in your mouth? I hate when that happens.
I don't know. Can you guys imagine what that would look like?
I can, and I won't for the sake of me breaking out into laughter.
Are you on like a motorized like wheelchair with
That's just an episode of BattleBots.
Yeah, it's just totally thing. So okay, but Owen, what are you picking? Wordle or making girls
come? Thanks, man.
Sorry, I'm going with Wordle. I don't think there is really any skill. Don't most people finish it every single time?
Yes.
Unlike women, thank God. Jay.
The least, yeah, definitely Wordle. Yeah, it's very common.
Mm-hmm. Tony.
Yeah, even though it was my own suggestion, I'm going with Wordle as more useless. And now that I know the easiest way to make a girl come is to just act like I'm jerking off my 12-year-old penis. Whole new world. So I'll go Wordle as more useless.
We opened a lot of doors. We taught Stephen Che. What did we teach you? What a blunt is. We taught him what a blunt is. We taught. Well, we feel like we've taught a lot of people different things today, but we also taught Tommy how to. Jerk off a girl. I didn't like the way that
he's been waiting for this episode to end so fast.
Yeah.
neighbor's door.
Fights, what would you pick?
I gotta go.
Oh, thank you, come, sweetie. Look,
the boys just gave me quite a tip.
What'd you pick, Fights?
Wordle.
Yep. Yeah, Coley, Wordle. All right,
fellas, in case you're wondering, they're on tracks so they don't fall over.
It's like a train collision at that point.
Like cross test dummies.
Yeah. It gets funnier the more you say it's pretty fucked up.
And they don't want to do it at all.
You can't quit. You're loaded on the track. Slingshotting you at another disabled person.
They should be shot out of cannons.
Jesus. Your first worry when your son like becomes a paraplegic if he's ever going to fence again is like that feels greedy. That's like I don't know.
All right, Coley, math or gleeking on the upside of this West wreck.
It's got to be math. I just fucking hate math. Get it out of here.
Fights.
Math for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Gleeking, you can clean your computer screen.
Yeah, like Nick was saying, you can clean, anything you want.
I'm going to actually learn how so I can get Tommy in the back of the head every morning.
Tommy's just like gleeking onto his little enlarged clit and he's like rubbing the shit out of it.
I'm going to go gleeking as more useless.
Sorry.
All the crazy. I'm going gleeking.
Yeah, you did kind of prove to us that you can't even do math as much.
Well,
as
I'm a little tired, but if someone gave me another one, I could. 11s are hard.
24 times 38.
20. All right, so 24 times 40 is 960. That's 912.
Is it right,
Steven?
Yeah. That sounds right.
Steve has your calculator.
I mean, that's pretty fast. Can we fact
if it was right?
Wait, 24. What was it? 24 times 38.
Goochman says correct. 12. Oh, so you just showed us that you just did it on your calculator. You didn't.
I mean,
but you did do that faster on the calculator.
Yes, yeah, significantly faster.
Much faster.
It was much faster.
It was like lightning.
Jay, what are you picking, math or gleeking?
Always standing math. So gleeking, absolutely.
Tied up, Owen.
The best one in the world, he's missing a full leg entirely. He's reaching so much further than anybody else. He's halfway up there. Gleeking.
Send a picture.
I'm looking up. Oh my God.
Yo.
Okay. Sorry, you're picking gleeking. Nick, you can tie it up and send a gleeking on.
Guys, this is a reflex of spit coming from your mouth or the thing that put us on the moon and makes everything.
It's the skill of being good at, again, not the subject of math.
Sure, yeah. I'm going to go gleeking, Ken Jack. Yeah, thanks for the clarification.
The people who put a man on the moon were definitely very good at math.
Yes. Undoubtable. Could you name one of them? Probably not. And they're all master mathematicians. But you could name no one that gleeks either. So I guess it's kind of a move.
Yeah, it's a wash.
Nick, gleeking or Wordle?
Is this the finals?
No, this is the Western Conference Finals.
Wordle is just guessing. You're not good or bad. It's all dependent on the random word you said first.
So you're going to pick one.
That's not fair.
Oh, wait, that is it the jousters?
Wait, those guys both have one leg.
I guess, yeah, you can't be matched up with someone who
would lean
two-legged.
I mean, if you're boxing and you get a better reach, like, that's fair.
All right, Wordle for Nick. Owen?
I'm going with Wordle as well. It's guessing. Everyone gets it. I don't know.
Eventually.
Skilled.
Jay?
I feel like fencing is worse, just because like you can.
No. We're on gleeking versus Wordle. No, yeah.
Gotcha. Gleeking. Why would anyone want to even show anyone they could gleek?
Mm-hmm.
At least it's unique. Stuff. Everyone does Wordle.
Yeah. I would be kind of surprised. Like, actually, Nick, you do that weird thing with your eyes. That's very freaky. That's kind of like gleeking of the eyes.
The squish.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
I get a lot of pressure build up behind my eyes, so I have to press on them to like let air out.
And it makes a lot of big sound. It's kind of gross.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, pop one off.
I'll see if I can do it.
Put the mic close to your eye. Put the mic close to your eye.
Hold on.
Ew.
Hold on.
It's like a high-pitched squeak.
Yeah, we hear it.
Yeah. Oh.
Tommy, stop doing that.
What are you doing, Tommy?
You're gone.
Jerk it off.
I was getting going.
Rubbing it out on that one. Okay, so that's two for Wordle, one for gleeking. Tommy.
Wordle. Yeah, Wordle.
You can send it on, fights.
I am going Wordle.
Wordle's gonna move on. Coley, what would you have picked?
It has to be like, I understand we're talking like life goals here, but like if you're 14 and you can gleek, like I imagine you're pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a fair point. There's no point in your life where being good at Wordle has been good. No. All right, so we're into the finals. Coley, you vote first. Number 16 Marbles versus the number 14 seed Wordle.
I think I'd be more interested talking to the person good at marbles, which is shocking because that has not been the case of any of their previous matchups.
All right, fights.
Wait, what's this one?
Wordle or marbles?
Yeah, Wordle's up 1-0.
God, are marbles bocce?
No, according to Wikipedia, no.
Okay. All right, I'm going marbles then, because Wordle gets you fucking Twitter interaction.
Fair enough. All right, Tommy?
I'm going Wordle because marbles have been – they've stuck around. Marbles have been around for years. Wordle already is fading. Like 15 years from now, nobody's going to remember Wordle. There's still going to be people playing marbles. I think it's a timeless classic. What?
That's not true.
There's nobody playing marbles today.
People aren't playing marbles anymore.
Yes, they are. On the streets in Brooklyn.
Oh, to Tommy's point, I do think that there's at least one person in the world playing marbles like right now as we speak. And like in 10 years, no one's going to be playing Wordle. But there's going to be, again, at least one person in the world playing marbles.
Yeah. So Wordle's more useless.
All right, Jay.
I would bet there are zero people in the world playing marbles at this second.
That's no.
Nah,
that's
what are you talking about, no. Stephen Jay?
No. I know there's at least 100.
100? No.
That's crazy. No.
Guys, we're somewhere in the middle. The truth lies somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
No, I bet it's higher than 100.
Yeah.
Playing marbles right now?
Yeah. It's like the Middle East up. I feel like it's a Middle Eastern game.
Yeah, I was thinking the same.
Like India. I feel like a lot of people in India play marbles. I have
and
no
there's
idea.
A lot of people in India.
Yeah, that's very true.
Bone why do you feel like it's a Middle Eastern game?
I have no idea why.
Can you play marbles by yourself?
I think it's a Middle Eastern game.
For like some reason, like Chinese checkers are marbles.
No. Yes, that's
yeah,
true.
Mahjong's got a domino-y marble feel.
Yeah.
But a ton of people are playing marbles right now, I would imagine. There's a ton of people doing everything.
Yeah. Anything you can think about.
Yes. So,
do you think there are more people playing with jacks or marbles right now?
That's a good question. No. Oh, fuck, we forgot jacks about jacks. Marbles.
Jacks are hard. Jacks. Your
oh, we're gonna we gotta hold on. There's jacks. A new challenger.
Go back to the beginning.
We forgot about jacks.
Wipe everything we've done so far.
Yeah, from the top.
We might have to wipe. Like Wordle, I think is on track to win right now. I kind of want to make it marbles versus jacks. Yeah. For the final
versus round Gary,
yeah, three-way Royal Rumble to the death.
I'm voting marbles as least. I can't fathom that people have these anymore. They're a choking hazard. So if you have kids, you can't really
not if you're an adult, yeah, but yeah,
there's like a lot of things like adult that can fit in your mouth.
Yeah, but like especially for kids, they're glass and they can't fit in your mouth. You can swallow them and get lodged in there. So yeah, I just. Maybe I just haven't been to enough Cracker Barrels.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. You're very confused about the concept of them. All right, we're all tied up right now. Owen, marbles or Wordle?
I think Wordle's more useless. Although it's not timeless, I think marbles will outlast Wordle. It's just like a unique skill you could have other than it's just like there's no skill for Wordle. So.
Nick?
I guess like better Wordle players have a better vocabulary. And I guess knowing more words is better.
That's a stretch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you've limited enough words, if Wordle penalized you for putting gibberish there as a guess, I would agree with you.
Okay.
But they don't.
Well, there was like, a ton of people that didn't know nymph was a word the other day.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's embarrassing if you're complaining about a word you should know.
Dumb Dumb Tommy didn't know epoxy.
That I Dumb mean, Dumb Tommy.
That's not a word.
I'm going marbles.
Oh, fuck. Not the pick? Between marbles and Wordle? Okay. So I'm trying to think in my head. Being good at Wordle is not particularly impressive, and I feel like there's no one in the world where I'd be like, they're the wow, this guy's so good at Wordle, he's the best Wordle player in the world. Like, no, like the best Wordle player in the world, like, could lose to someone else who just happens to guess right. Like, the dumbest person on earth could guess the right one, just happen to do it.
Pretty entertaining to watch, feel somebody banging him out, at least getting it, like, at the most, getting it in the second guess.
Yes, exactly. But then there's some other guy with like half a brain who just guesses pound and he's right, and like it just happens to roll that way. So I feel like Wordle, being good at Wordle, is more useless, even though marbles is like a dead game.
The best marbles guy is probably sick.
Yeah, like he's crushing people. Like, you can identify probably the best marble player in the world. You can't, there's no such thing as the best Wordle player.
You're muted.
You're muted.
Okay, you're muted. You guys think the best Flappy Bird?
I want to point to pause. You paused right at the great moment. The best Flappy Bird. What, Owen?
I didn't have a full sentence ready. I just
wanted the guy who's nasty at Temple Run.
But like, so if you're the best marbles player in the world, how do you show that off? Because don't you have to play against someone?
There's probably competitions, I'd imagine, for marbles. Well,
like, you're probably teaching people you show how to play marbles. So it's like you're just showing them this game that basically you invented.
No, awesome. The guy who invented marbles.
That's so a great idea. I'm going to invent a game and be the best.
Well, that's what happened. Like, Naismith was like the worst at basketball, and he's the one who invented it. Like, he's
the only Kansas coach with a losing record in the history of Kansas.
Yes, that's how bad Naismith was. So it happens. Okay, but either way, Wordle's our champion. Long ass episode. Thank you all you guys for sticking with me on this one, and all you watching right now on YouTube, make sure you hit that. Smash that subscribe button. We need more subscribers. Smash it. So from everyone else here, from Nick, Owen, Jay, Tommy, Fights, Coley, and myself, we will see you on the next episode whenever we figure out what subject it's going to be. Maybe something a little more universal than worst life skills. Until then, see you next time.